Shooty News.
Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Thursday show on the Drew and Mike podcast with yours truly, Mark, Trudy, Brandon, and Zeus on site. We're live. Are we live on Facebook? We're live on Facebook. And the Hall Financial Hotline may be open shortly because there's a house in Plymouth with a lot of signs in the front yard that are kind of scary.
It's distraction for drivers, right?
Yeah. What a bummer when you live in a neighborhood and you'd think there'd be zoning or something on somebody just wants to put a ton of signs. We've seen this story before.
Well, that's the problem. They're all within the zoning rules and regulations in Plymouth.
That many signs in your front yard?
Because the person that lives at the house apparently works for the city.
I would think anything
just being a good neighbor.
Anything more than two or three signs in your front yard in political season. Beyond that, why should there be a sign in your yard? What kind of sign is acceptable? I'd say the American flag is always acceptable.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have any signs. I have a peace sign.
I think a peace sign's okay.
You know, like
I'll
yard
go with a peace sign.
Flower bed sticker saying, this is a present.
I didn't know you were that into peace, Trudy.
I don't know. I kind of like the. I like how it looks.
You're a peacenik?
I guess I'm a peacenik, yeah.
Where did these people get the time to make these signs?
Well, now, has it affected... I'm curious, since you're such a peacenik, which I didn't know, how do you feel about the pulling out of the Iran treaty?
Well...
As a peacenik, coming from the peacenik side of things.
Coming from the peacenik side of things, I think that they're going to start churning... Or uranium, at least. I think they even said that.
Yeah.
And start just... They're going to start making it and spinning it. And
Of course.
Nobody understands it.
Constructing bombs.
In the dumbest thing regarding the story, regardless of how you feel about it, I saw Reza from, what's the TV show?
Shahs of Iran.
Shahs of Iran. Wait, is it the Shahs of Iran?
Isn't that what it, or Shahs of Sunset Boulevard.
Shahs of Sunset Boulevard.
Whoa.
Yes. Which is a show about mostly people from, I think, Iran and Iraq who are very...
Persians, trendy Persians.
Extremely westernized, yeah, and extremely rich. And he's very anti-Trump, but he's very pro-pulling out, and he was cursing out the Ayatollah and all kinds of people on TMZ today.
Really? You know what uranium is, right?
It's
a thing called nuclear weapons and other things, like lots of things are done with uranium, including some bad things.
It was very powerful. Very powerful.
Well, Rouhani's a huge watcher of TMZ Live. He loves how Harvey breaks things down. The prime minister of Iran loves watching.
Oh, does he?
A huge viewer.
Wow. Well, he took a big hit. That's all I can say.
I don't know. I think what the what they're saying there, though, is the Ayatollahs dig it, though. Those guys, the religious fundamentalist leaders.
TMZ? They love TMZ?
Well, no. They probably do love TMZ.
I'm sure they like TMZ. I'm sure. Other than
they like seeing how crazy it is and chaotic.
Yeah, they might. They would dig all the controversies. Yeah. And by the way, they declared R. Kelly to be in good mental health today on the show.
Oh, good.
Because the girlfriend spoke and she was by herself in California. Now, I'm almost like ready to go, I'm never watching TMZ again because I'm so pissed about this. Because I think as a person with common sense, I like to think this. That when a number of people say the same thing, and these girls are, a number of them say, first of all, that they were underage when they started having sex with R. Kelly.
Yeah.
He's 51.
This is Kelly.
It's something really creepy going on there. We have seen a video of him urinating on a 14-year-old. He married a 15-year-old. These are facts.
Yes.
He was found not guilty because the girl wouldn't testify. Actually, there were two girls, weren't there? And they both wouldn't testify in that 2008 trial?
Yeah.
There are a number of non-disclosure. Boy, I'm really getting interested in non-disclosure arrangements. Am I the only one?
No, they're just...
They're everywhere.
There's a blizzard of them.
If you guys had to guess, because I think we'll know. How many do you think Trump has?
Mm. Oh, wow.
How many children has he had?
I don't know. But if sexually, probably only like four.
Wrong.
I was going to say six.
Really?
Yeah, I just have a feeling. It sounds like there was
the great
some
great sleuth.
It sounds like there was some ratcheting up of funds for some reason, and it wasn't $130,000. But you know what's going to make me mad if, as Avenatti was suggesting today,
$4,000.
All this money was moving from Russian oligarchs. There's a couple leaps in there, but nonetheless, if indeed large sums of money went to Michael Cohen to pay off these chicks. If Trump is that cheap that he wouldn't just pay him off himself, yeah, that's going to bother me. If he could have.
Well, is it about being cheap or is it about connecting himself to it?
Well, really? I mean, come on. How could he not be connected to it? This guy's making
not his money.
Non-disclosure. Well, that's ridiculous. No one does that. No one would be fooled by it. Not even
that's
his
right.
wife. I don't know what's going on. That was an interesting flurry of activity today. I'm very curious to see what the truth of it is or is not. It's very strange when an attorney who's an advocate reveals all this. And I don't know. Maybe he knows. I don't know.
Did you see the Today Show appearance of Michael Avenatti or the Good Morning America?
I saw the Good Morning America appearance.
Your Stephanopoulos was somewhat. He pushed back quite a bit.
I think he was. I don't think ABC could verify a lot of what he was saying. And there were a couple of leaps, as he pointed out.
Yeah. But I kind of felt like he didn't just sort of listen and let it wash over him. And,
I would agree with you. I absolutely agree.
Him a bunch of times and asked him some questions.
He challenged him on a couple of key points. Mm-hmm. And we'll see. Oh.
But Avenatti is kind of a cool cucumber because he doesn't seem to lose his cool. He doesn't seem frustrated.
No.
He's kind of a badass.
I think he'd be a great lawyer. I think he'd be a great lawyer because he never loses that attack dog thing.
No.
He never goes, maybe I better check my facts. I mean,
very obnoxious.
Not that attorneys say such things, but I mean, I don't think that guy ever doubts himself for one second.
Oh, and that's the kind of attorney you
want.
Oh, hell no. Yeah.
When they believe you and you're in trouble.
I would hate to have him coming after me.
I wouldn't like that either.
That would be scary.
Get him out of here.
On the subject of Trump, this was, I don't know, I bumped into this kind of late in the day, and I decided, this is really interesting. Maybe we'll have to kick this off. A close aide of Hillary Clinton's.
Bye-bye.
For some reason, he just despises Donald Trump Jr. His name is Philip Rains.
Can you believe it?
And
that's a nice name.
He has left his consulting firm, and I immediately didn't respect him as much. I don't know anything about him. The fact that he has a consulting firm made me feel like he's a big weasel. And then when he said, I'm leaving my consulting firm to protest Trump full time. It's stand in front of the tank time.
Not looking too good.
Yes, he's comparing himself to the person in Tiananmen Square who died in front of a tank.
He didn't die. Did he die? No one knows who that guy is.
Oh, they ran over him.
Yeah, they ran him over. I thought he was always assumed that he died.
What? No, they didn't run him over. That tank turned left, and he moved to his right.
We all believed that it was a big dramatic scene, but it wasn't at all.
Sure, he was arrested and whipped and probably in a gulag.
I assumed the guy was long dead.
Of course. Otherwise, he would have been identified.
With treads all
over
his body.
But to compare himself to the guy that stood in front of the tank, I mean, really? Is that as gutty as the guy that stood in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square? I mean, is it
China
in the same ballpark?
Oh, God,
not at all.
Wrong.
No.
So anyway, he was following up a story that came from Page Six about Donald Trump Jr.'s wife, Vanessa, dating a member of the Black Kings when she was 15.
Yeah.
And so he tweeted out at Donald Trump Jr. that it must have driven you, it must have made you insanely jealous. The machismo, the passion, tough act to follow.
Did he sleep with him too?
I know. I was thinking, like, why don't you get a room with him? You think he's so hot? Did you wonder if she fantasized about him when intimate with you? She did. Every time.
Whoa, let's stop talking with this guy.
Loser.
No, he's such a tool. So then I went to Page Six to see they had some of her letters to him.
Oh, hot.
Yeah, it's a little bit hot. A little bit scary, too.
To her boyfriend?
Yeah, to the Latin Kings guy, when she was 15. She was with him from age 15 to 20, except when he was in prison.
That's sexy.
She wrote letters? For God's sakes.
I know. You'll be blown away by this. And by the way, she was from privilege. She went to $147,000 a year prep school. Mm-hmm. I didn't know there's a prep school that charges $147,000 a year, and they actually have students.
Yeah, rich people. What do you get? A lot.
What do you get for $147,000 a year? That's like three times a great college.
It better be boarding.
Sure. Yeah.
Better be able to send your kid there.
I suspect there was.
House.
Should we call the prep school and find out what they offer for $147,000?
Yeah, I do. Off the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head, but hold on. Wait.
And the school.
Goodbye, fucking shit school.
For no other reason than to play that for them.
Upper West Side?
Upper West Side Prep School, Dwight.
What a stupid name.
Dwight?
Upper West.
Sounds dumb.
No, she became a student at a $47,000 a year Upper West Side Prep School.
I think it'd be fun to call them just because you know they will not
reveal. Just
called
the Dwight School? International Private School in New York, dwight.edu.
Oh.
Sounds about right.
Oh, look at these nerds that go there.
Oh, wow.
Look at these losers. Like 3 years old. Oh, there's a pile of losers.
Those twits pay $147,000?
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me.
Nerd! God.
Boy, you can waste a lot of money.
Those dorks.
If you're that rich, you can really waste a lot of money.
It's very diverse. Their stock photos
are diverse.
Yeah,
there's no white people that go there.
We have Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries.
I added it to your favorite things.
And Lucky Charms.
Oh, I'm definitely a bigger fan than ever.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark. I didn't know this was the whole grain kind. Ew, right? Is it any good?
You know me. I like to be healthy.
Gross.
When I'm eating bad.
Lucky Charms in the house, too.
As long as there's sugar in it.
Yeah. Tons.
Brandon, I notice, is taking quite an interest in Lucky Charms. Is that what you're looking at, Brandon?
And not with whole grain. No?
No?
Not with whole grain.
I'm telling you, I'm really into those Frosted Flake Lucky Charms crossover. That's great.
Oh.
It's the best.
That is pretty cool.
It's really good.
It smells like Cheerios a little bit.
Oh, does it?
Which smells?
It's not good.
Have you ever had like a morning urine that smells like Cheerios?
They're probably all.
Have ever you had? Oh. Hasn't everybody had that, or is it just Judy and I?
I don't know. You guys can get a room.
No.
With
ever had like a real
smelling urine,
smelly whiz in the morning? It smells like Cheerios. Like, oh, I didn't eat Cheerios. Why does it smell like
what
that?
What is that?
I haven't had Cheerios in a long time, so I don't know.
I told my brother-in-law one time I was making a joke about asparagus urine, and he didn't laugh because he's never heard of that.
Look, what?
He thought I was being lewd.
There's one of the first things that pops up.
Never had asparagus before then.
One of the things that pops up on Pea Smells Like is Cheerios. So we're not
what?
Nuts. Yeah.
Really? What else is on there?
I got to go back. Hang on.
What a great topic.
Pea Smells Like Coffee, Tuna, Poop, Weed. Why would your pea smell like poop?
Unless tuna. Wait, did you say tuna?
Yeah, but we know what's really going on there.
Women only.
Weed, bacon, butter, garlic, metal, ham.
I want bacon smelling piss.
Oh.
Ugh. Butter?
Yeah.
Why would it smell like coffee? All right, I'm going to find out why it smells like Cheerios.
Uh-oh. We might need to go to the doctor.
Bill's pee kills grass.
What?
Does it?
Yeah, son of a bitch.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bummer. I got to reseed his area all the time.
What? Wait. Is that common with dogs?
I think it's like not good if it happens, but I don't know why.
It doesn't sound good.
No, he's got acid piss. So I don't know.
What's up with that? Did you look it up online?
Acid. I did one, yeah, because I was wondering why the hell I was getting all these patches, and it's something about his pH level or something. I don't know. it might have something to do with his diet.
I have never killed a blade of grass with their pee. I just want it known because they take a lot of criticism. It is one good element.
Apparently, your urine will smell like Cheerios if you have a lot of vitamins.
Oh, yeah.
You take a lot of vitamins.
Yeah, vitamins.
Sure.
It's your body excreting them.
Oh.
Mm, okay.
It's money being flushed down the toilet.
Pretty much.
Well,
That's just based on a 2-minute Google search.
pictures from the White House today, by the way, from Tom Mazzaway.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
going
right.
Going to the spot, yeah. He sent me a picture of RFK looking very solemn. I think he must have had a headache and was...
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Hey, he didn't
wondering
send
me who was going to get a strange piece of ass to get rid of it. You didn't get a picture?
No.
Yeah, I got a picture of him and Abby in front of the White House, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. She looks very proud.
That's good. He's doing a good job chaperoning.
I can't bring it up. Actually, I don't want to leave page 6 yet. But Sod Ford's famous spring fling is finally here. It was a long, cold winter in Holly, as we know. Maz is bitching and moaning and shoveling. Now that I added that. Now that it's over and spring has sprung, we have to get lots of vehicles to get back on track. Have to sell lots of vehicles. Mags won't be the only one doing two-a-days now that the warm sun is shining bright. We need to get Maz doing two-a-days as well. Two deliveries a day. That is too bad he's not there. It's kind of hard to sell two a day.
Well, if you sell zero for a while, then it's easier to sell two a day. You're backing them all up.
Is he part-time now? Is that possible? And we don't know. I mean, he sells a car every day he's there. He ends up selling 15, but he's only there half the month.
Well, can't you network to sell cars when you're not at the dealership?
Yeah, you can.
You know a lot of people. You know,
there's a lot of other
members.
Things while he's at the dealership, so I don't know why he couldn't do dealership stuff when he's not there.
He probably hit every single one of those 15-year-old kids up to get their parents to buy him a car or to buy one.
Get this. I wrote, where are my pictures? And he replied with, I forgot to tell you, I rebooked Margot Kidder for tonight at 5. Do you still want her?
What? It's 4:35.
I guess so.
Well, yeah, we should take Margot Kidder, shouldn't we?
Yeah, why not?
She dated Richard Pryor. Don't let me forget that.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I thought
that
was the coolest thing I read about her.
Did she know about Richard Pryor and...
I don't know. We'll find out. Boy, she'll be the best source we've had on that story. Who knows? We could have breaking news. Again, as if we don't break news all the time. Well, so Maz, two deliveries a day. I don't know how he's going to catch up to that. He's way behind already since his copy started. To get this party started, Zotford is, by the way, people do go there when Maz is not there. If you want a car, you know, he's part-time. If you want to get a car from someone else, if you want to go tomorrow, well, he'll be back on Friday. He said he'll be back Friday, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But will he be at Zot that day?
He will now.
See you on Friday.
this is such a plus minus. He sells all these cars there from the podcast. He couldn't be more fortunate in terms of having prospects coming because this is really driving the show. All
That's
these
why
people
he gets to make his own schedule.
But he does seem to make his own schedule. But then he takes all the shit from us. He gets not a single break, plus the shoveling is driving him mad. I think overall he's pretty happy, actually. To get this party started, Zot Ford has a sign-and-drive lease on new select Ford 18 Escapes. 18 Ford Escapes, as in 2018, not the number 18. They have more than 18. Lease an all-wheel drive Ford Escape for $222 a month, zero cash due. How about we drop a price on select new 18 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4s? I think I knocked $13,000 off the price, which we determined was 30%.
Well,
it's over 30%. And so anyway, we're talking over 30% off brand new F-150s, the most popular model there is. See the scalding deals, a massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And the wacky Luke Nowacki, the not so wacky Luke Nowacki, whether you have $11 trillion or $3 and something in change saved up, it's important to have a plan in place when saving for retirement. Some people may believe that it's never been worse, but the truth is there's never a bad time to reanalyze your current plan to achieve the retirement strategy. Or the retirement, rather, that you want. Call Luke at 246-663-4748 for a no-obligation review of your financial strategy. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Signature Investors Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor, 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 480-34-248-663-4700. I got to call Luke. I got a question for Luke.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Oh. I sure do.
Can you share with the class?
Intriguing.
Just wondering about you. Oh, things are getting a bit to that point where I might want to...
Stupid question.
It's private.
Hey, let me answer this. Stupid question.
Hey, the Dwight School in New York, their tuition is $46,750.
What?
1 through 12.
Page 6 blew it?
I guess, or they're adding it up for however long she was there.
Per year? Annually?
46 grand for high school?
What do you think Cranbrook is?
Oh. Wow, great point. I'm going to guess Cranbrook is 30.
34,200. If you board, it's 46,600.
Wow.
Well, that Matt Riley got a hell of an education. No wonder everyone can turn their brain off around him. He spent more money on high school than college.
And Maz has just confirmed Margot Kidder and said she'll be sitting next to other cast members when you call. Cast
members
of what?
The original Superman?
That's a great question.
She's sitting next to Christopher Reeve. Why don't we just talk to him? She can hold the phone up.
Did you guys look up anything on Margot, by the way?
Trudy.
Sorry.
What happened?
He made me laugh, and I spit crunch berries on him.
What could be worse?
You're not even paying attention.
Did you guys spend any time on Margot Kidder at all?
A little bit.
You probably didn't even know, Trudy.
No, I had no idea. I'm sorry, was I not listening to the podcast?
No. It's just that she was supposed to be on, then she canceled, and I didn't think we were going to get her back, so I sort of dropped the subject, but I was, the prior stuff was, I was absolutely dying to know more about. I don't know if she's spilling it. I didn't see any place she really was. But she was talking about her breakdown, which was in, what year do you think she had the breakdown, Trudy, when she was found in the bushes with her hair cut off?
Was that in the 90s? Was that?
Damn you.
I thought, well, I remember us talking about it. And so
I thought it was like 2011. I was thinking, yeah, it was about 7-8 years ago. No, it's 1996.
Really?
22 years ago.
I remember conversations by building. What building they were in.
Oh.
Yeah, that works.
Wow, that's
interesting. I didn't think we were in the old building then. I was picturing the new building because I do that too.
Maz said it's the Superman 40th anniversary and the Motor City Comic Con.
Oh, so
we're doing
okay.
Show prep live.
Oh, okay.
Oh, 40th anniversary Superman?
Yeah.
Has she spoken much about Christopher Reeve?
We'll have to ask her. It's a great question.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Did she go see him after?
Val Kilmer's going to be there?
I'm guessing she did.
Oh, yeah.
Val Kilmer?
He's at Motor City Comic Con.
Maybe she can pass the phone to Val Kilmer.
Oh, no. Other cast members.
Don Gibb, the big guy from...
Okay, someone, if I don't do it, we need to ask if Val Kilmer's there and how he's talking, because he really had something horribly wrong that he claimed he was recovered from, but it seemed very weird.
Yeah. Motor City Comic Con, May 18th, 19th, and the 20th. At the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi.
Mm-hmm.
Go to MotorCityComicCon.com.
Suburban Collection Showplace? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is show prep as you listen.
And it's far enough away that we could maybe get Val Kilmer. Tom?
The Suburban Collection Showplace. Where's the Suburban Collection Showcase?
It's out in Novi.
Yeah, right off 96.
Okay, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Lucy Lawless will be there. Ah!
Lucy Lawless is...
That is Comic-Con.
Is she
going
to be there?
It is technically Comic-Con, right?
Motor City Comic-Con.
Oh,
I wonder if she looks like that now.
But I don't know about this 40th anniversary of Superman thing.
I didn't know anything about it either. I really... Tom has been dogged about this appearance, but less dogged about the preparation. Of course, he is busy. Oh, did you see that one picture of Val Kilmer? Can you go back one step? Look at the picture close to the far right, or fifth over. What's going on there?
Oh my God.
Is that a fake picture?
This one?
Yeah, is that one of those ones where they stretch your face?
No, that's when he was on steroids.
Really?
Maybe, yeah.
God, how weird that steroids can do that. I mean, I would love to feed steroids to someone, just see their head do that. I'll inject them.
Huge?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be weird? And then when they're going, what's happening to my head? Then you stop injecting them when they're asleep.
It goes back down like a balloon.
And they just think it was some weird month they had.
Do the baseball players whose heads grew from steroids, do their heads go back to normal?
Great question.
I think they
fracked
do.
Back?
I think they do,
actually. Did A-Rod's? Because, you know, standing next to J-Lo.
I don't recall A-Rod's getting really big.
No, Barry Bonds
was the one.
Bonds
was the
one, yeah. By the way, A-Rod and J-Lo, when I saw them at the Met Gala.
J-Rod?
Yeah. I just came to the conclusion, and I'm not taking any argument on this, that they screw like rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
That they are just having the greatest sex, because there's no reason they wouldn't hate each other. They both demand a ton of attention.
As long as there's a lot of mirrors in that room.
Exactly. There's not enough attention for those two people to be in one couple. There just isn't. And he had to be bumming out because she was getting all the attention that night.
Yeah, well.
Their foreplay is him kissing the mirror. It's the weirdest picture when he's kissing the mirror.
And, of course, she's got this thing cut up to her, pretty
a
much
hole?
Her... Well, yeah, somewhere on there. I was going to say higher. It was cut up the side, probably up to the side of her boob. I don't know. Remember the dress?
Yeah.
I thought it was the dumbest dress. It's like, I would never want to be with someone wearing that dress. I thought it was stupid.
I kind of still
don't
like...
Do you know how much is this dress worth?
It's not just that I'm, you know, their boobs are... it's just weird going all the way down the front of you. I just think that
Well, she wasn't a really chesty person either.
No. She's confident with her body, though. That's
in the,
for sure.
The following year, Trey Parker ended up wearing that while he was tripping on acid.
Didn't he run into her, too?
Yes, and I don't think she was very amused.
Yeah, she wasn't very... She wasn't
oh, I'm surprised.
I know. I would love to... I'd love to have a bug rolling on an A-Rod and J-Lo date.
Oh, my God.
I can't imagine what those two talk about besides themselves. What else are they going to talk about?
She was on, was it Good Morning America, the Today Show, today? And she was talking about how much fun she has on her dance show, which is like American Idol only for dancers. Which was kind of, I don't know.
Boring.
As much as you love dancing. But she said, I have so much fun on the show, it's illegal. And I tweeted that out that, you know, I know how she feels. That's the only thing that I could ever have taken away from that whole thing. That
silly should be illegal. Is that so you think you can dance? Is she on that show now?
No, it's called, I don't know. It's
you'd be so bored.
Not important. Not
it is
important.
Really
it's
not
so
important.
Not important.
To anyone.
I'd rather you did not look it up. Okay, page six before her Sweet 16, Vanessa
World
Trump.
Of Dance.
Okay.
It does need to be stated.
Vanessa Trump sent her high school sweetheart, then a member of the notorious street gang who was just beginning a 16-month prison sentence for assault, a love note saying she dreamed of having children with him. Lovely. 15-year-old. Which I don't get. I was watching Investigative ID last night, and there was a story about this 15-year-old girl who's having sex with this 21-year-old guy. Her mother is getting restraining orders against the guy, three restraining orders, which they're violating, and they're having sex. She gets pregnant, of course.
Of course.
And she has no phone. This mother tried so hard. It was a really sad story. She tried so desperately to keep this kid away. The family moved. They literally moved 30 miles away while the 21-year-old was in prison. And she sort of forgot about him. Every now and then she'd find out, oh, he's having sex with your best friend now. Oh. Or something like that, which would upset her. But she sort of was moving on. Then all of a sudden, he starts threatening her. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill your mother. Blah, blah, blah. And I fell asleep. But I'm pretty sure that he killed the 15-year-old.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah.
Not cool.
I'll watch the end tonight and let you know.
Okay. Well, why didn't her mom just give her birth control? Sneak it into her.
Because she supposedly was not allowed to see him, and she wasn't seeing him, and the mother was. I mean, it was one of those things where you're like, what do you do? What the hell do you do? The kid's going nuts. Anyway, so Vanessa Trump. Oh, and my point was when she got pregnant, she was happy. She's like, I'm going to have your baby. It's like, you're fucking 15. Are you fucking kidding me? And here's Vanessa Trump wants to get knocked up by this guy who's in prison. He's in the Latin Kings street gang. I mean, great. Good for you. She dated Rivera for 5 years when they were just 15, and her letters reveal she couldn't wait to start a family with him at just 18 years old. This is Donald Trump Jr.'s soon-to-be ex-wife
right, when
she was 15. In a note dated December 13, 1993, packed with an envelope labeled SWAK, sealed with a kiss, written on the back, Vanessa wrote, I miss you a lot, especially since it's my birthday coming up, and I wish you were here to celebrate with me, but you'll be out of prison for my 18th birthday. She added in the note, one of nearly a dozen prison letters handwritten by Vanessa to send to Rivera and seen by Page Six, I can't wait till that year because a lot's going to happen. My 18th birthday, you'll be back in my arms, my prom, and I want to get pregnant and have a baby with you after January. I want to get pregnant so the baby is born after I graduate, since it takes 9 months. Wow, she knows so much.
Yeah. She then went on to have five kids with Don DJ TJ. Yeah.
In an interview, Rivera told us that Vanessa, whom he met when they were in elementary school at PS 158 on the Upper East Side, wrote to him almost every day during his stretch for assault, during which he joined the infamous Latin Kings gang. Her notes were littered with the code, 83, oh, he didn't say it. 831, meaning I love you, meaning eight letters, three words, one meaning.
Dumb.
1111111. Really?
Did anyone know the 831 code?
No.
I didn't either.
And I'm mad that I know it now.
I am pissed too. And always with the return address of her upscale Sutton Place home. She stuck with Rivera despite her privileged upbringing provided by her mother, Bonnie Hayden, the owner of a modeling agency, and her late stepfather, Charles Hayden, a famed Manhattan attorney. Oh, can you imagine how pissed they were?
Mm-hmm.
But Vanessa, who became a student at $147,000 a year Upper West Side prep school, Dwight, also became also became increasingly attracted to the gang lifestyle, according to him.
Why?
You know, it's so weird. Here's a picture of her, by the way. She's really cute.
She is.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture where she's grinding up on him at the dance, yeah. the school yeah. dance?
No.
Yeah. Really?
Is that on page 6 too?
God, I think the Daily Mail.
Well, do you feel slightly creepy about asking me if I saw the grinding picture from her prom?
I mean, it was the first one that kind of stuck out on to me. Look at this right here. Boom. Yeah.
Nice.
That's hot.
Wow. Oh.
Whoa. Well, she's got a little side boob going.
Yeah, she's a grinding, all right.
Wow, they didn't give her a modesty poncho?
No, not here.
That's cool.
There's Maz to chaperone that dance.
It might have been a good place for it.
The Latin King member's girlfriend gets a modesty poncho. And in the letter she wrote to him while he was inside, she described her own flirtation with thuggish behavior. Lately, people in my bitch-ass school are acting like bitches, and today I flipped, she wrote. I went up to Shorty, Jen, and confronted her about something. Shorty.
Yeah.
Shouty.
Vanessa describes how an argument between the two girls escalated in a fight, and she says, I pushed her, and our hands were together pushing each other, so I slammed her against the wall, holding her against the wall, screaming at her. Even though she was never a gang member herself, Vanessa intimates, she could have been developing a reputation because of her relationship with Rivera. People honestly were scared for her because people have heard about me and they don't want any nice. Shit happening.
Nice, Mrs. Trump.
Nice.
But of her own gang activity, Vanessa, who sometimes addresses Rivera as King in the messages, warns him,
so if you're LK, just remember, please stay out of trouble and just chill and be good because no one loves you as much as I do.
Oh, Lord.
A member of LK? That doesn't concern her? Stay out of trouble? Really? But she also seems jealous of his brotherhood with other members in the gang. She's jealous of the gang.
I want to be in the gang.
Do you see the picture of the two of them?
Huh? Yeah.
What is that?
Is there more grinding?
He has a herpes sore.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
Oh, Don Jr. has Latin King herpes.
I know, he does.
By proxy.
Don't you stupid kids know the diseases you can catch?
That reminds me. Do you hear about the new Robin Williams book?
Yeah, I was just reading a big excerpt.
They're talking about he paid someone $6.2 million that he gave herpes to while he was married.
He overpaid.
How much?
$6.2 million.
Yeah. And he had financial troubles at the end of his life. So, yeah, he did overpay. Why would he pay $6.2 million? I guess he really wanted her to shut up.
Well, maybe if...
It worked until he died.
Yeah, true. I wonder how it got out.
If they're going to be non-disclosures and payoffs, maybe there needs to be
$1,000
a menu of what it is and how much it should cost for people.
Good
just
point.
So they're not.
And you're at your income level because the more income you have, of course, the more it should cost.
Yeah, how much you stand to lose, I guess.
The higher Q rating should be the more you have to pay.
But what if you don't make that much money?
Then you're fucked.
What if you're like Lil Tay and you're only a millionaire?
Oh, she's got plenty of money.
She's got a billion-dollar helicopter, and her outfit's worth more than this lady's house.
Vicky.
I'm only 9 years old. I ain't got no license, but I still drive this sports car, bitch.
Yeah, she's got a sports car with gull wings, and she had the keys.
This is a Lambo?
She had the keys. She was getting a Lambo.
Oh.
Well, everything here would be designer. Gucci, Louis, Versace.
Her outfit was worth more than this lady's house that she was yelling at.
She could have had a Lamborghini, but didn't she buy the bed instead?
This bed cost me a Lamborghini.
Pretty stupid.
I'm going to burn up the rubber with my Lamborghini.
This shit costs more to your rent. My toilet costs more to your rent. Everything in my bathroom costs more to your rent.
So again, you overpaid for that toilet.
Costs more than what?
Your rent.
Rent.
Oh, your
rent.
She needs to learn the value of a dollar.
Yeah.
Come on, give her credit. She had a hard life, though.
When I was 6 years old, I lived in Atlanta, and I was broke as hell.
How'd you make the money?
She was pushing bricks, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Ridiculous. Oh, boy. Okay, so she loves her gang members. She wants them to stay out of trouble, but she's jealous of the other gang members.
When we get in conversations about Latin Kings, I just want you to act the same for me, she writes, and always be there for me because I obviously don't want to lose you. I just want you to do the best you can, stay out of trouble because I can't go through you getting locked up again.
Oh. There's only one response to that. Hang on, it's going to take me a while, of course, to find it.
Okay, let me know. But her letters are
all...
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Exactly.
Nice making that letter about you.
Yeah, he's the one suffering. But our letters are also heated, offering a glimpse of the young couple's difficult circumstances. One message approximately 6 months into his term in an upstate prison, seemingly in a moment of frustration and despair, Vanessa even tried, unconvincingly, to break up with him.
I know it's tough for you up there, and I don't do anything to help the situation, and I love you, and I want you more than just a phone call, she writes. I want to be able to hold you and make love to you, but
quiet.
That can't happen, so my decision is for the best and only the best, but whenever you need someone to talk to or if you need clothes or anything,
oh, yeah.
I'm here, just call.
It's easy to dump someone in prison. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, right.
After several more stints in prison, Rivera, who ended his relationship with Vanessa, he dumped her.
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
When she was 20, after discovering that she'd been unfaithful to him, ooh, with actor Leo DiCaprio.
I know.
Whoa.
How could he be mad about that? How could he expect her to stay faithful to him?
Exactly. You whore.
Who she met in a New York club, and then he left the gang for good? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the main details.
She scared him straight by putting out for Leo?
Pretty cool.
That's pretty impressive. What a tough choice. Member of the Latin Kings or Leonardo DiCaprio, huh? Pretty rough choice.
And Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I done them both.
Apparently, Leo, for some reason, only lasted one night. Isn't that bizarre?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It was true love for 4 hours.
I can't see
actually,
doing that.
I was going to say, he was really slumming. She is not up to snuff for him.
Well, maybe it's late. Late at night.
Yeah, true.
Bag
slim
was
pickings.
Full.
Might have been out
three times.
Might have been a Monday night.
Monday night.
Vanessa went on. For a Monday night, she'd be pretty good. For Leo. Vanessa went on to meet Don Jr. in 2003, married him in 2005 at Mar-a-Lago. After having 5 children with Don Jr., she filed for divorce in March this year. Rivera's turning back on his gangland past. Now has a steady job and a family.
No one cares about him.
But apparently he needed to sell the letters that she wrote him in order to make ends meet because that's where they got the letters. He said, never been able to part with his love letters from Vanessa. Rivera explained, Vanessa was my first love. She gave me a photo album full of pictures of her and us together with a note saying, this is so you can remember me when I become famous. Oh, fuck you, you stupid bitch. What a dope.
She gave him a bunch of nudes.
These people are both so pathetic.
Oh, I love that person.
You know, she was right. She did become famous. She always wanted to become a mother, but she was also a much stronger, independent, fiery woman. She had big dreams. She's a fighter. Hope she finds happiness in the next chapter of her life.
Here are letters.
Yeah.
When reached for comment,
pay me for these letters.
A spokeswoman for Vanessa said, Vanessa's a devoted mother of 5 amazing children.
This is nothing more than an attempt to sensationalize over 20-year-old stories from high school for clickbait.
Ooh.
So what's her point?
I bet her kids are brats, though. How much you want to bet?
Vanessa's
kids?
They're
little Tays in the making.
Probably.
Oh, her and Don Jr.'s?
Oh, I think they're probably a bit spoiled.
Yes.
Just a little bit.
That'd be privileged brats.
She can't even punch right, bitch. She a pussy.
Maybe she'll go back to slumming. Now that she's tired of DTJ and that world, maybe she'll go back to a gang member or something.
Oh.
I mean, wasn't she really slumming? Her mom runs a modeling agency.
I think she wanted to be dirty a little bit, you know? She was too privileged, needed to be edgy.
You think dad ever goes, they got to get rid of that Latin King. Life would have been totally different.
He might be saying,
I wish you'd stay with that Latin King instead of that Trump punk.
Well,
did you bang my wife?
She nails DiCaprio. That's something.
Yeah, that's what her dad really thinks.
God, I wish she'd be with Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah. Girls have a future with him, that's for sure. Oh, my. Okay.
What is his longest relationship?
You know, that's a great question.
He was with Bar Raffaelli for a long time.
Yeah, like, what, 14 months?
Wow, that's a length of time.
After the show yesterday, The Beach was on.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys like that movie?
The Beach? Wait.
DiCaprio?
Oh, no. I don't think I've seen it in ages.
Where they have to swim over to...
It's kind of a... Isn't it kind of like the... kind of a Washed Away type
of story?
Is it
in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
Well, he's thinking of a totally different movie. Like they're stranded?
No, he's not stranded.
Okay, never mind then. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
He and some friends go to Thailand, and then they swim out to this... I guess
he gets a map from this crazy guy in the next room. He's in a hostel or something.
Yeah.
And this crazy guy's in the next room who's keeping him up, yelling and screaming, who kills himself the next day. But in the midst of all that, he smokes a joint with him, and the guy goes, gives him a map to this incredible beach.
Right.
And he's like, you know, wondering, well, that, you know, it looks real, and it looks like a good map. And he gets there. It's not easy to get there. He goes to this French guy and his girlfriend, and they do have to swim long distances, and there's a lot of drama along the way. But they do,
the French.
They do get there, and it's this closed society, this real incredible beach in the middle of nowhere that no one really knows about, and they have all sort of given their lives up to live in. It's like 50 people. What, 100 people? 50
no, I'm
people?
Not going to any depressing shit like that.
And it's, I found the movie, I thought it was a really interesting movie because, just to give you an idea of what, well, just the idea of giving up your life, just saying, fuck everything, everybody, my past, my future, everything. I just, I'm going to live here, we're going to catch fish off the beach, we're going to play volleyball. And
sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, fish boats.
It didn't look like that much work, it looked like.
DiCaprio got there if it was all set up.
True. Well, I'm just saying from his
freeloader. What's he bringing to the party?
I think I'd rather watch
handsomeness.
Handsomeness.
Some burger bar.
Bringing this dick.
Yeah.
What's that, Brandon?
I think I'd rather watch Gilbert Grape again than the beach.
I don't want to watch any depressing shit.
I like the
that.
Beach though. The
Gilbert
beach,
Grape.
The beach felt like a getaway for a while. Until,
that's what I mean. Yeah.
Until Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, Tilda Swinton was sort of the president of the beach.
Oh, because she did all the work.
No, she's just the bossiest
Who
person.
Set
there.
This beach up.
Tilda Swinton, I think.
Oh, yeah. She.
And
we gotta call Margo.
There was a guy who was wounded, and they.
Oh, I gotta call Margo.
Yeah, boy. I know, the least prepared we've ever been for an interview.
Wait, it's 5 o'clock. We're calling her.
Yeah. Hmm. I guess.
I gotta get my.
Bert Thompson.
Play Superman by REM. Oh. This will do. Superman on the way out. That's a great song.
It is.
The original's really good. Did you know it was a cover?
No.
Yeah, there's a some garagey band from the 60s that did the song almost the same way.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I was kind of blown away to find that out. I was kind of bummed.
Ever heard it before.
Do you remember Superman 2?
You've never heard Superman by R.E.M.?
Not before R.E.M.
I remember the one where he got drunk.
Hello?
Is this Margo?
Yeah.
Margo, it's Drew, Mark, and Trudy.
Hi, Margo.
Hi, Margo.
Hi. What happened to the last call?
The last call? Oh,
on Monday? I don't know.
There were rooms.
I don't know. They didn't like it because I swore.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Well, you can swear all you want with us.
I will try not to swear.
No, we encourage it.
I was talking about hockey, and I'm a big hockey nut, and so I can't even say what I said, but... Because it would be swearing.
Margo, you can absolutely swear on this show.
I can?
Yes, and I would be...
Okay, because I swear a lot.
I would be angry if you didn't tell us what you said that offended this last show.
I don't remember. I said, you've got a fucking great hockey team, but I'm a Habs fan, and you guys are fucking up, I think I said.
What city were you talking to?
Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Wait, us? You tried to. Was that the last call to us?
No, it must have been another station.
I see.
Another station, honey. Yeah. It wasn't you.
No big
they
deal.
They clicked me off so fast.
I want to know who did. Does she want to know who she? Yeah, that's she F-bombed.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, it's probably.
Won't swear to Detroit people.
I bet it's WJR.
Oh boy.
Oh, I hope so.
But it's guy. It would be. Do you remember?
It had a right wing feeling. You know what I mean? It just had this kind of. Oh, boy, we're right-wing, and fuck you if you're not. Excuse me. And I'm not.
I'm
kind of very left-wing. So it was very weird conversation.
That is weird. Now, where are we talking to you, Margo? Are you at home?
Yeah, I'm in bed with the flu in Livingston, Montana.
Ooh, nice.
And puking about every hour and a half. It's not fun. No.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Maybe you got some of that bad lettuce.
We don't eat lettuce in Montana, dear.
What?
What do you eat in Montana?
We don't eat.
Enlighten me.
Beef. A lot of beef.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
I
wow, that's exciting.
Yeah. You know what? Montana's, if I had to live anywhere in the States, I'd have to live here.
You have to live there?
Well, the rest of the states is not quite so cool as it is here.
So that you live in the only place that's really the only place?
It's
in the States? Yeah. I don't think I could live anywhere else.
Margo, it looks like a scene out of Westworld, kind of very old-fashioned buildings.
Well, it is. And a kind lot of actually, it's very old-fashioned Western. It's very miles and miles wilderness. It's you can hike for days, which I do, up in the hills and never hit anything, what's the word, civilized?
Well, that's nice. Yeah. If you want to be, so you, in other words, you had enough civilization to last you the rest of your life.
Oh, darling, I grew up in the wilderness. I grew up in the Northwest Territories of Canada in the Arctic. I grew up in Labrador City. I grew up in places where you didn't see, come on, help me here.
People.
You didn't see,
buildings.
Yeah, buildings. Thank you. You're right.
That must have blown your mind then when you went to New York for the first time. And wow, what are all these giant buildings
it
doing
kinda
here?
It kind of did, but I liked it. But it was still like, wow, this is weird.
Well, you know, when we found out we could talk to you because you're coming to Motor City Comic Con, which is great.
That's my favorite Comic Con, actually.
Really? Well, yeah, I know the fans here are crazy.
I've done them all over. Australia's fun, but this one in Motor City is... It's really special and goofy and, God, I don't know how to put it. It's a good one.
There are a lot of crazy fans here. I know that. And it's a suburban collection showplace in Novi for people who want to know.
Yeah, but the first time I did one of these was in New Jersey, and I must have taken 8 rolls of film of these people coming in going, oh, man, these guys are nuts. And then... I finally, after 3 or 4, went, oh, no, these are really good people.
Yeah.
Well, they're crazy fans. They love you to death. And, you know, when I saw we were going to get to talk to you, I was so excited as I start reading up on Margo Kidder. And I saw that, because I had completely forgotten, or maybe I never knew, that you dated Richard Pryor.
Oh, honey, I dated everyone.
You did?
Yeah, there's no one I didn't fuck. I sorry.
No, it's fine. That's okay. No. Let it all hang out.
I dated Richard at the same time as I was dating the Prime Minister of Canada, at the same time as I was dating Willie Brown, who was the Speaker of the House of California.
Who was the Prime Minister of Canada then?
Trudeau.
Yeah. Trudeau. Trudeau nailed
him. Yeah. So when I look at this shit on TV, I go, oh, little Justin. And then I go, you can't call him the Prime Minister, little Justin. You have to be respectful.
Okay. Out of those.
But to me, he was little Justin.
Out of those three, who was your favorite?
Oh, Pierre.
Pierre Trudeau?
Well, okay.
Pierre was one of the great loves of my life, yep.
Really?
Yeah, that went on for years and years.
Oh, cool. Now, wait, his wife, didn't she have a little fling with one of the Rolling Stones?
Well, that's what they say. She says, no, I like her. She's a good girl. She's like me, manic depressive. She's smart. She's, I don't think she slept with Mick. But Mick would sleep with anything. He was ass.
Well, you said you had sex with everyone. Did you have sex with Mick?
Yeah. No. Ick.
No. Ick. Oh, not your kind?
Not your type?
Why ick?
What? Am I tight? Excuse me?
No. Not your type.
Type. No.
Well, you can answer the other question, too.
Dumb as a stick. However, here's a story about Keith you'll like.
Yeah.
I had a guy friend who was Keith's drummer. So I go up there, and I just came off the Jesse Jackson campaign. We toured the whole South.
Is this with the expensive
and
wine?
Every Sunday, you had to go to church and speak. So I came up, and I went, Steve, you won't believe this. I figured out... I'm such an idiot. I figured out where rock and roll comes from. It comes from black churches. And Keith Richards goes, we've known that for some time, love.
Snarky.
I felt so stupid. I can't tell you.
Way to rub that in your face. What
yeah,
a jerk.
It sounded like a revelation, but yeah, they were a little ahead of the curve.
I thought it was a revelation. He's looking at me like, what, you just figured this out, you idiot?
Hey, well, maybe we could just zone in briefly on Richard Pryor. Was he
Richard, the coolest, nicest, kindest guy in the whole world.
Where was this post setting himself on fire?
Yeah.
Was this right during Superman 3?
About 6 months after, and he had scars and scabs all over him, and he quit drugs and drinking. So we let ourselves have one beer every Friday night. And he was just the nicest person in the world. I don't know what else to say. Well, and he was portrayed as this kind of mad, crazy nut, but he wasn't. He was really smart and really bright.
Well, he's being portrayed in a different way now because Quincy Jones gave this crazy interview, and he said that Marlon Brando and Richard Pryor were an item.
I saw that. Well, Quincy might be right. I mean, Richard was up for anything. But Richard was so deeply a good person. I mean, if you think of people you know and you think of goodness, he was the most goodness guy on the planet.
The most goodness guy. That's I've never heard anybody call quite that.
Sounds kind of dumb, but there you go.
Well, no, it's okay. I mean, it's all good. I mean, it's good to hear somebody say nice things about it. I love Richard Pryor.
He was wonderful. I remember I was broke for, I don't know why, I made so much money and then I lost it. And this FedEx package arrived, and in the FedEx package, stapled was $10,000 of bills.
Whoa.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
From Richard.
I was going to say, you know, reading about you when we were going to talk to you the other day, I was just coming through all this, you know, you had really had some tough times. And one of the stories was that you had to pay all these medical bills for a car accident relating to your health.
Yeah, that's what Richard paid.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's nice.
Yeah,
he paid them all. He was amazing. He was really a great guy.
And I guess apparently had a lot of extra money on the side, too. I mean, I knew obviously.
Oh, he used to keep it in his bedside table drawer. And then these hookers would come over and he'd go, okay, Margie, pay him. $10,000. Give them $10,000 and off they go.
When you're at Comic-Con, obviously you're with a lot of other people who've been in movies like Superman. Who is it fun to be with when you go to Comic-Con and you see some of the other stars that are there? Who are your favorites?
God, there's quite a few, actually. Let me think.
How about Lou Ferrigno?
Oh, he's hilarious. He's really so sweet and funny.
Did you ever sleep with him?
He's always sweet and funny. And then he goes, hey, Margot. Who else? There's a lot of them.
What about Val Kilmer?
It's those of us who can't get work as actors anymore, frankly. And you go and you meet all these kind of cool people.
Val Kilmer?
Yeah, he's not cool.
He's not cool. Okay.
He's going to be there. Do you know this?
You know what? I shouldn't say this.
Oh, no.
No, he's not. He's an asshole.
Oh,
what happened?
Was there an incident, or just generally speaking, you don't think he's very nice?
No, he's just a jerk.
Really?
He did seem like he had a lot of swag.
A lot of men are. Sorry,
yeah. Oh,
but
sure.
They are.
No, I'm sure he's not the biggest jerk, but yeah, I bet you run into a lot of them.
Well, yeah, because in my business, there's what I call the famous persons club. And if you get to a certain level, everybody knows everybody. Does that make sense?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Small world.
So we all know each other. And like Richard Dreyfuss, who's brilliant and I love, and all these people, we all kind of know each other and can hang out because we're the only people who can say, yeah, we're really assholes, but don't tell anybody. You know what I mean? Because we are. We're kind of nerdy, and we're really nerdy jerks. And so, but we don't, we're told by the studios, don't let the public know that.
No, it's all about
PR.
So
you have to pretend you're not a nerdy jerk.
How about Bill Shatner? Do you see him at Comic-Cons?
What?
Bill Shatner?
Captain Kirk.
Oh, yeah, he's okay. I gave an Oscar with him 1 year. He's all right. He's older than me. I don't know him.
Hmm. He's a Canadian, fellow Canadian, though, right?
What does that mean? Who cares? Hollywood's Canadian.
Yeah, Trudy, God.
I thought you were a Canadian. Canadians seem like they have a lot of pride.
I am Canadian. I'm from the fucking Arctic. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Seth Rogen always talks about being Canadian like it's a very...
We don't all know each other.
It's like,
okay, Bill, you're Canadian, I'm Canadian, but you're kind of boring and dumb.
Things are taking a turn.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But I'm really smart, and so we're not going to be friends.
Well, that's too bad. Now, Chris Reeve, of course, when I started again doing prep a little bit, I couldn't stop thinking about you and Christopher Reeve and what happened to him. And I didn't know where you sort of fit in with all that. If you remained friends with him to the bitter end?
I did remain friends with him. I remained his, how do I put this? His older sister who nagged him. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
sure.
I was like, oh, Chris, wake the fuck up, you asshole. There was a lot of that. And he didn't like it. Surprise, surprise.
Because you pushed him? You're trying to push him to work out?
Oh, he was kind of a jerk. And so we'd be if you're hanging from the ceiling for 40 hours a day with somebody, you really get to know him. And we'd be hanging up there and... At one point, the thing dropped, and he reached out to push us up. And I, what the fuck are you doing, idiot? I thought I could roll this up. And you're going, oh, Chris. So there was kind of a lot of that. But I did love him very much, and he had great kids. And we were kind of like brother and sister, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Did he think it was real Superman?
We bickered at each other all the time. Yeah. Because, we were like brother and sister. I had no romantic feelings for him at all. People, you didn't like kissing him? And I went, are you kidding? I had to pretend he was Harrison Ford.
Who was your favorite person to kiss in a movie?
Harrison Ford?
Well, if I could have kissed Harrison Ford, ho-ho. Yeah. That would have been nice.
Would you still want to? He's still hot, right?
Darling, I'm almost 70.
I kiss people.
And? We don't do the kissing thing anymore.
Oh, you just cut to the chase?
What?
You just cut to the chase, Margo?
I haven't had sex in 10 years. Are you nuts? I'm sorry. I'm being so bad.
Jane Fonda came out today to say she's closed up shop down there. That was the big news story.
But she's 80.
It was the big news story.
But Jane's an old friend of mine.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for years.
Who would you say?
She has, huh?
That's what she said.
Well, good for her. Because I'm really close. It's like... Who cares? You have no hormones. Here's a hormone story. I was doing the vagina monologues in all of the country.
My mom went.
Victoria, so I had to leave Montana, go through Seattle to Victoria, and the night before I left, Lauren Hutton, who was an old friend of mine, comes on TV going, you want to look really good? You have to take, what's it called, HTP or something?
HGH.
HGH.
HGH. Because otherwise you look old. And I'm thinking, she looks so good, and I kind of look fucked. So I went, okay. So I get all the way to Victoria, turn on the TV, and there she is again. Same end. I went, what a piss off. And then so I went, you know what? I take this organic orthomolecular stuff, which is about 1/10 the strength. So I think I'll stop. So I stopped. I did the play. I didn't feel anything. And then the next day I had to come home. I had to change planes in Seattle. I'm sitting in Seattle and I go, every man that walked by, I swear to God, I went, oh, God. Oh, he's gorgeous. Nice. I mean, one after the other, and I finally went, you don't love them. This is your hormones, you idiot.
Yeah.
So I never took my hormones again.
Well, there's no ending to that story? It sounded like there was going to be a cool ending.
That's the ending, honey. The ending is, okay, I'm now in big trouble again, because I used to fall in love shit every month. So and I went, no, don't go there.
Margo, when was the last time you fell in love on a movie set?
Since you're telling us everything.
No, I'm really bad. I'm trying to think. 10 years ago? I don't remember.
Okay. Now, you were in Halloween 2, which was a Weinstein Company movie.
Well, here's what's funny. I played a shrink, and I'm famous for going crazy. So I went, wait, is this a joke? You cast me as a shrink? Because I'm really famous for going nuts? And then the director, who was really sweet. What's his name?
Rob Zombie.
Yeah. Actually, I had looked him up on the internet, and I went, ooh, he's crazy. He's a fucked up dude.
Yeah.
And then he's singing really badly, I thought, and da-da-da-da. And I get there, and here's the sweetest man in the whole world. And I went, you have conned every one of your friends.
He's a great interview.
Yeah, I kind of did.
Now that,
what a good guy. He was such a good guy.
That movie was a Harvey Weinstein production. Did you ever cross paths?
Don't tell me that. I didn't know that.
Did you ever cross paths with that monster?
Call who?
Did you ever cross paths with Harvey?
No, you know, I wasn't the kind of girl people kind of pod. Because I was clearly sort of smart and, you know, I'd hit him back. So, but I did meet him, and what a creep. But, no, I never called. No.
Well,
did everybody know about that? Like, what a creep he was?
I think we all did. Yeah. I think everyone knew, yeah. And you don't know what to do with that info. What are you going to do? You're going to go, you child molester, you asshole? I mean, nobody knew what to say. So we all kind of knew you ran for Harvey. That was all.
Wow.
Now, do you remember doing Smallville?
Of course.
Do you remember Allison Mack, the girl who's been in the news? I don't know if you know this, but she's been in the news lately.
Oh, the poor baby, what she's accused of, something.
She's supposed to be involved in a cult called Nexium that was pulling in other women.
That's right. No, I don't think I did. I just worked with the other girl who was in Superman, who was so cool, and then that brilliant actor. Who's the guy who played Lex Luthor?
Oh, in Smallville?
Yeah. What a brilliant actor.
I forget about all these great credits.
Do you remember his name?
I'm looking it up for you. Michael Rosenbaum.
There you go. And I went, wow, this guy's cool.
Did you sleep with him?
And then the guy who played Superman, aside from that, Annette. Oh, dear Annette. Yeah. I didn't work with anyone else.
Well, Margo, it's going to be great to have you here at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi, the 18th through the 20th.
Oh, well, come say hi.
We will. I'm sure the fans will be delighted to see you, as I'm sure they always are. And it's the 40th anniversary of Superman, and it's an exciting year, and I hope you have a lot of fun here.
That's my favorite Comic-Con.
Yeah?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll show you a good time. Thanks for coming.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Margo. You're great fun to talk to.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye
bye. Bye. Oh, she's great.
Yeah, she is.
Oh boy.
Really fun.
Oh boy. She was on JR.
Yeah.
She booted off JR. Is it already out there?
I don't know. Would that have been Brandon? That's not Mitch. That would have been Guy Gordon.
Guy Gordon.
Oh boy. That'd be the best thing that happened to his show.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where, but I guess they just threw her right off. Gone.
Oh, man.
She was connected in a really odd way with a lot of people who died or were tragically involved with things. I'm just saying.
You're right. I know.
Besides Christopher Reeve, Allison Mack, Richard Pryor.
I know.
everybody. She crossed paths with, I mean, you're in the business that long. Safe really? To say she was never Me Too'd. She might have Me Too'd somebody.
I'm dying to know. Wait, Pierre Trudeau?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask when that was, and I thought, hey, you know, it all sounded.
Steven Spielberg, too. We never even got to that.
Well, you know, I started to feel like.
I know.
Probably.
She didn't have a problem with it.
No, I know, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a lot of fun the first 10 minutes, and I started feeling like, oh, boy. I don't know. I mean, she called. She made the call.
Yeah,
she told us she got blown out of JR.
Yeah. How could she have gotten it was 3 honestly, seconds into that interview?
It was a very good interview. She was
spilled,
very
yeah.
straightforward.
Yeah, but on WJR, how could she have gotten like 3 seconds into that without it being?
I know. No way. No way. Yeah. I'm trying to think of if she said anything troubling other than Val Kilmer's. She was not very nice about Val.
So other people, what?
She was pretty generous. No, I'm not worried about her.
She said they were all assholes, so she's putting herself in that group.
That's true.
Too.
Yeah. She did. I know. I'm not going to sweat
except
it.
For the except for Richard Pryor. Was he the most goodest?
She said a lot of nice things about Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wish she'd been a little more with it because I would love to hear more about Richard Pryor. But you know.
Well, it sounds like she confirmed Quincy Jones's stamp.
Yes,
Marlon Brando.
Well, he doesn't. He's not a notary public for gay sex for no reason. He's very trustworthy. It seems like, honestly, besides the Pryor family and a couple of his kids, no one has really objected to it. And the daughter that wasn't it his daughter that pissed and moaned about it?
Yeah, Rain.
Yeah, and she took a lot of shit for that. Like, oh, you don't like gay people, huh? She's like, well, no, I mean,
it's my dad. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Just wasn't that? I just don't think she really wanted people talking about it.
About her dad boo-fooing someone or getting boo-fooed?
Eh, probably not.
I wouldn't think so either.
Although there's a lot out there about Richard Pryor that's not flattering that he certainly allowed to get out there. One beer every Friday night. Richard Pryor.
Ha! That's my dad.
That and setting yourself on fire, that had to be...
You know, do you ever wonder this? I don't know why I even think about this, but I always think about when these people have financial problems, which happens a lot, and she did. She was in a car accident, I think it was 1990, and she had huge medical bills. And, of course, I'm thinking, wait, why doesn't she have medical insurance? But then again, I don't know. Maybe
hold
she
on
wasn't,
to your dick!
Maybe she didn't do a movie then. So maybe she was uninsured for a little while. I don't know. It seemed like an odd thing. But
she would have had SAG-AFTRA insurance.
Oh, that's right.
Because she worked.
So she would have always had
worked
it.
Worked a lot,
so
yeah.
What would they not cover, though, that would cost $600,000?
I don't know.
She was gainfully employed up to
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And through that period. So, but I always think that those people, because
she only needed 10 grand. Because that's what Richard
sent her. That's what he sent her, but. And she declared bankruptcy, so apparently he didn't send her enough money. But I always think those people...
Did she get sued for the accident?
I don't think so. No, they made it sound like it was medical bills.
Hmm.
I don't know. But I always think that those people would have enough friends that they would sort of help you through something like that, but it doesn't seem to be the case. Like in the music world, you know, when stuff happens, they try to do shows for the family, the remaining family members or the kids or... You know, even Peter Case, who was in the Plimsolls, who really is not a name you hear a lot about now. He had that heart attack in 2009, had no medical insurance, and all these guys got together and threw this show, and they made a lot of money, and they got him out of trouble. But you just don't see that so much in Hollywood. But she's still standing, and she's got her place in Montana, the only place she'll live.
Isn't Kanye in Montana right now?
Yes. He is.
What are their neighbors?
What is he doing there?
He's hanging out.
He goes there to clear,
he's free thinking.
Clear his mind, which I can't imagine what that sounds like when his mind is clear.
That's what it sounds like. Just hollow.
The wind blowing through it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me tell you about popcorn, foosball, massage chair, smiling faces, free Jeep Wrangler loaner cars.
Where do you get all that?
You get it at Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep. Yes, when you bring your vehicle in for service at Zot Chrysler Jeep, they will give you a new Jeep Wrangler for free to drive until yours is fixed. Now, hopefully, you won't need to go in there for any reason, but, you know, accidents happen. So it's nice to know that you do get that service. Something you will not find at any other Jeep dealer in town, period. Plus, during Zot's Jeep Celebration, it's a small thing to do, but it's really nice if it happens. Plus, during Zot's Jeep Celebration event, you can lease a new loaded Jeep Compass Limited 4x4. It's just $198 a month. Let me say it again. Lease a loaded Jeep Compass Limited four-wheel drive at just $198 a month. Surf the rest of their sick deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And let's see. What else is going on today? Just Dr. Yeldo. Yeah, we got the email from Steve, one of our listeners, who's raving about getting LASIK from Dr. Yaldo. And by the way, all these emails, it's great to hear from people that visit the advertisers because we forward them. And people are quite pleased to hear that because I think a lot of people go in to, what is it, a dealership or wherever, and they just know that person. Like Dr. Roche, yeah. I think, is just sort of known for doing what he does. And a lot of people go in there, and they probably never bleed a word of. They just know you. They've known you forever, and they're in there for something. But when you say our name, it's a big feather in our cap. So thank you, Steve, for sending that along. He said it was the best money ever spent. Doesn't need glasses anymore. It took 5 minutes, painless, and it was a big lifestyle boost. Dr. Yaldo is the only one in Metro Detroit with the CATS system, the most advanced LASIK in the world. It gives you better than 20/20 vision over 90% of the time. You'll see better without glasses and contacts than you ever did with them. And for those of you 50 or older, when you get your free evaluation, you'll also hear about multifocal lens implants that solve your near and far vision issues for life. Get that free evaluation and get the Drew and Mike discount. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center. And there you go.
Hey, you know the lava in Hawaii? Mm-hmm. They talked about getting bulldozers and just plowing it down and making it into a road.
Oh, good luck.
Today on the Today Show.
No.
And I was like, that was my idea.
Wait, they're listening to the podcast.
As in it's a possible real idea?
Yeah. Like, really? Because otherwise what they'd have to do was go in and like remove it all. So when I just...
So are they inventing the heat-proof plows I was talking about? Yes.
They do listen.
Probably. Yeah.
Boy, people are just stealing things from the podcast left and right, just like the old show. That was one of Mike Clark's favorite things was whenever anything that came up on our show came up anywhere else, they're listening to the show. Except I think he really thought they were sometimes.
I thought of it while looking at the picture of the chocolate spill in Poland. There was a wipeout, a tanker truck, and it spilled chocolate across the
street. Oh, my God. Wait. A truck just carries a giant liquid thing of chocolate like that?
Liquid chocolate, yeah.
That just looks delicious.
Gallons and gallons.
It does look delicious. I mean, you just want to go lick that road.
It's like a chocolate road.
It looks
road.
Like it's 2 feet deep, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Why don't they just turn into a road? Ruads.
Well, the chocolate road, everyone would go there.
The chocolate road, that sounds so good. Wow.
Yeah. Look at Mark. Mm. Look at the chocolate road. Don't you want to eat it?
The Hershey Highway. yuck.
Oh, yeah.
That's so stupid.
A lot of people have been on the chocolate road already.
Look like Hank got into it with somebody else on Channel 4 today.
Oh, I saw the promo for that.
Should we check it out?
Sure, absolutely.
What, are you the manager here? I mean, you can't treat people like this.
Help me, Hank, demanding answers as he works to help a local charity in a battle with this well-known Detroit hotel.
The issue, a big deposit the hotel kept, even though the charity event had to be canceled because of a messy problem inside the hotel. Consumer investigator Spilt Hank Winchester chocolate. Shows us how he was able to come to the rescue. Hank.
My visit into the Roberts Riverwalk Hotel in Detroit turned nasty quick.
No, don't push in. Don't push in.
How did things get to this point? I'll explain. But right now, meet Shadora Ford.
No, I want to know about the fight, Hank.
Miss Ford is the woman behind the nonprofit organization Destined for Greatness. She works to help kids in the city.
What do you want to do?
She planned her fundraising event here at the Roberts Riverwalk Hotel. She put down a deposit roughly $1,000 to secure a specific room. But before the event, she was told the hotel double booked and that she was being moved to a smaller room. That smaller room was flooded.
Oh, gross.
Unable to accommodate her guests, Miss Ford was left with no other option but to cancel at the last minute.
You could smell a very unpleasant stench.
The hotel refused to refund any of her deposits, pointing to a contract that said any cancellations need to be made 30 days in advance. But wait a minute, it's the hotel's fault. The room that she reserved was no longer available, and the room she was moved to was flooded.
Just basically get in line, you're not going to get your money back, even if you call human resources.
So we visited the hotel looking for answers.
Don't start fighting with me.
Mr. Tony.
Michael Tony
doesn't work here.
The manager who booked the event no longer an employee, which, as you'll see, is part of the problem.
Ma'am, I would like to finish a sentence.
I was handed a cell phone and told to speak to Stephanie Roberts in the corporate office. She was rude, abrasive, confrontational. She refused to even give me her contact information, even though we already had it. And this is what happened after that 10-minute call wrapped up.
This woman was aggressive.
Well, I'll give you my number.
I need somebody's number. She won't give me any of her information.
I'll give you my number.
No, I don't understand.
Okay, I'll give you my number.
She's rude on the phone. She's abrasive. No, don't push him. No, don't push him.
I'll give you my number.
Well, what?
I'm serious. I'm working for you. So
what, are you the manager here? You can't treat people like this.
Later that day, though, Miss Roberts said she had time to investigate, and she also had a change of heart, putting the blame on her former manager and also her own health problems, saying they prevented her from helping Miss Ford at the time. But now, Miss Ford got her check. After a battle that lasted almost a year, she finally has her deposit money.
Feel when it all came together and you found out you were going to get that check?
I was like, you know what? I love Help Me Hank.
Good. I'm so glad.
Nice going. We were glad to help out, and Miss Roberts, the woman that I had that tense conversation with a few days ago, well, she's back. She just called, actually, as we were getting ready for this live report. Even though she knows the story is going to be airing today and is known for 2 days, she said she had more information she wanted to share. A bottom line, she says she decided to give the money back because this was a nonprofit organization.
Oh, how
the
nice.
Reality is, Miss Ford was owed that money. And we're certainly glad the hotel decided to pay up.
Nice that it took
we're
a year.
Tonight. Hank Winchester back to you.
I love how Hank demands noble
behavior. Was it a bouncy year, wasn't it?
You can't push him. You can't treat people like
Hank's a big dude, man.
Yeah.
You know, I have to wonder, because of that story, that hotel's got to be struggling. Well, to want to fight
to
over
$912.
$912 they put in a flooded room.
That stinks. They're leaving the room. That stinks.
The river. I'm trying to think. Where's the Riverwalk Hotel?
I have no idea. I've never even heard of it.
Is that a refurbished place, I assume? Or is it new? Anybody know?
I've never seen it before.
I see everyone typing.
It
is on River Point Drive.
Oh, man. Great rating on Google. 2.9.
Oh, really?
Oh, Google
one
ratings.
Stars?
Get some 1 stars out on it.
That's a nice place.
2.9. That is not good. I have to say, it is nice to go on iTunes. I was showing somebody how to get the show today. Popped them on iTunes. 5.0!
Oh, really?
In spite of those 3 people that keep popping up there to give us 1 stars every 6 months.
Ew.
We should give them the nose...
And make
we should give them
comments.
1 star.
I'd like to find out where they work.
1 star. Dirty hair everywhere. Bobby pins on the bathroom floor. I'll never stay that again. Parking's terrible.
It looks like there'd be lots of parking there.
The pullout had no sheets, the bathroom, no toilet paper.
Oh, nice.
Things like the remote control and the phone were not working, right?
It looks like a nice hotel, doesn't it? I mean, when you see the picture, when he was outside.
It's funny, when people want to say something nice in their 1 star reviews, they say, like, nice building. nice location.
Are you saying I'm common?
No, it's just I.
It does. I mean, if I drove by there, I'd say, that looks like a nice place to stay if I want to be downtown for some reason. On the Riverwalk.
The view is the only thing going for this dump. An hour and 20 minutes to check in.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It sounds like it is quite incompetently run, by all indications.
Based on 396 guest reviews, it gets an overall poor, 2.5.
Any 1 stars over there, Trudy?
What
are you on?
There are quite a few Google listings for this place. But
this hotel is a beautiful location, pretty much the only nice thing. First, we arrived at the hotel at approximately 2:15 because my son was in the world championship tournament for robotics.
Ooh!
Why are you including that in your review?
The robotics convention was here.
Just
wasn't
happened,
it?
Yeah.
The championship, what, I guess.
Yeah. They would not let us check in for 45 minutes. Came back after our matches, proceeded to check in, and they gave us the key to go up to the penthouse, he puts in quotes. Once we got there, the room was very, very dirty. Toilet paper still in the toilet.
That's nice.
Sticky stuff all up and down the banister.
Ew.
Carpet's not even vacuumed. Walked up to the second floor. There was dead bugs all over the nightstand. Gross. I told them I wanted a complete refund, and they asked me if I'd please look at another room. Looked at the second room. That room had a big bag of trash in the middle of the floor. If you're going to move somebody to another room, go look first.
It doesn't sound like somebody's fucking with them, like they're filming this for some TV show.
Seriously. Go look at this room. Wouldn't you send somebody up there really quick to make sure there's not a big bag of trash? And that's you could just remove it.
That's what I mean. It just doesn't sound terribly well run to me.
The manager had the worst attitude ever. Would not recommend this hotel for anyone. I wouldn't even let my animals stay here. Oh, man. I'll keep looking for more.
Wow. Well,
toilet paper seems to be a problem.
Yeah.
They don't seem to be stocking much toilet paper. These people found a bunch of other people in the lobby asking for clean sheets and towels.
That's a hotel is about.
That's a bad sign, but not the worst thing you'll run into in line at a hotel. That would be the guy that called us who had checked into a hotel where someone had put a turd inside the mouthpiece of the telephone, and when he went to make a call, he went, ah!
It's poop.
He was so confused, and then he unscrewed it in front of the person at the front desk while people were in line checking in. There's shit in this phone! He actually unhooked it from the phone and brought it downstairs.
I don't want that. They wouldn't leave that in your room. This hotel also charges an $18 a day resort fee with no resort amenities provided.
Good God.
How ridiculous. How absolutely stupid.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I'm scrolling to find some other.
Sometimes the two stars can be exciting, too, in their own weird way.
The curtains were dusty, filled with cobwebs. Carpet seemed as if the previous guest had a dog. Two light switches did not have any function. The TV remote did not even have a back on it. The only phone in the room was located in the bathroom next to the toilet.
Oh, for sure had feces.
Peeling wallpaper in the shower with mold underneath. Tub very dirty.
Oh, nice.
Oh, gross.
I'm just dying to know, was this place reopened or has it just always been shitty?
Know. This is one of the worst ones we've seen. At least there's not some guy drinking milk.
Yeah, that's true. Or the nasty manager that Brandon ran into.
Yeah. Yeah. She's still up there, I hear.
Not to mention the ice dam. She's mentioned in a lot of reviews.
She is. She's mentioned in a bunch of the reviews. In fact, what's going on now is people will be in Petoskey, listeners, and then they'll send me a picture of that place. And they'll say, hey, look what I just drove past.
How cool. Wait. Oh, it's 10 best hotels closest to Riverwalk. Oh, San Antonio.
Kind of different. A bit different.
This must be... Oh, wait. Now the redone Roberts Riverwalk Hotel, Detroit Free Press, 2014. It was redone in 2014, everybody.
Oh, all right.
Roberts, that's the name of the...
Did they purposely make it worse?
Wasn't Roberts the name of the manager he's talking to?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, it's poured, $245 million into hotel upgrades?
Bullshit.
Entrepreneur enjoyed long career in St. Louis before buying Detroit Hotel, the latest owner of Boutique Inn on the Detroit River. Entrepreneur Michael Roberts hopes his Detroit Hotel on the riverfront will become a resort in the city. Well, with the fee, it's resort-like.
What a scam.
Michael Roberts had already enjoyed a long career in his native St. Louis before he bought the defunct Omni Hotel, in 2010. Since then, he's poured about $5 million in renovating what everyone agrees ought to be a jewel. Historic Park Davis Pharmaceutical Laboratory building transformed 25 years ago into the Boutique Inn. It's part of the Stroh River Place complex. That's a cool part of town.
Mm-hmm.
Until they said they were going to build the casinos there and ran everyone out.
And then didn't. Yeah.
The 106-room hotel was closed when Roberts bought it. Since taking over, he has demolished an adjoining tent-like structure that was used for large parties and conferences so he can build a new conference center in its place. The one that floods, probably. He also has built two new entrances from the outdoor riverside patio for ease in entering and exiting the lower-level bar and restaurant and renovated about half the rooms. Ooh. Why only half the rooms?
Get around to
it. Ran out of money.
Including the inn's multi-story penthouses.
The one with the dead bugs and sticky banisters.
I didn't understand why
they were... an unflushed shitter.
I didn't get the multi-level... A penthouse is the top floor, period. And you don't have a penthouse. That building's too short to have a penthouse. Wow, look where it is. Look at the...
It's a great location.
Right in the water.
Yeah, good view.
You want to hear another review?
And I hear they have really tall ceilings in all their rooms.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I would love to hear a review. No, I'll get on with this because there's much more to this story.
Ooh.
What's the review?
Oh, okay. So check-in, this is after they bitched about, you know, parking. Check-in was at 3. We arrived at 4, weren't set to our first room. We'll discuss that in a second. Until 6 p.m. We were waiting. While we were waiting... We got to hear multiple people who were sent to the rooms only to find that they were either filthy, the beds weren't made, the sheets weren't changed, trash still left over from the previous guest, or someone who had a reservation that somehow had been deleted. Honestly, I'd consider them lucky. We talked to the hotel manager briefly as she walked away from another guest who was baffled as to how this hotel could remain open. We were told that they were booked to capacity the night before and they'd been busy. I asked if they were short-staffed or just unprepared of what was going on, and she exclaimed... I've been doing this for 30 years. I know what I'm doing. It takes time to clean rooms. How long does it take you to clean your house? Nice manager.
Good comeback.
Nice. Well,
they have the management training there is fantastic.
I pointed out that checkout was at 11 a.m. It's now 6 p.m. and check-in was scheduled by them at 3 p.m. She then said she'd figure it out and walked away. We finally walk into our room only to find the sheets most likely had not been changed. There was a huge stain in the center of the top and bottom sheet.
The
bathtub didn't look like
a huge stain.
There was a loud, constant rumbling, and there were no towels or toiletries. We deemed that the room was unacceptable and asked simply to be moved to another room. We were met with rolling eyes and scowls from the staff. Which seemed to consist of 3 people, including the manager in the lobby and 3 and other people cleaning rooms.
Oh, these impossible people. They want a room without a giant stain in the top sheet and the bottom sheet.
The second room wasn't much better.
They want toiletries.
There was no heat or amenities to make up for the fiasco. They offered us free breakfast, which we passed. The company I booked it through got them to waive the resort fee, which I still don't understand how that was a thing in the first place, considering this poor excuse for a hotel had nothing even remotely resembling the facilities of a resort.
Just put it in the price. Resort fee my ass.
$18. Ugh.
Hey, they have a pool. Maybe that's the resort.
Should we call the hotel and ask them what the resort fee is all about?
Yes.
I think that's a good idea.
Find out what it covers?
Yeah.
I'd love to.
You want to look up their number, Brandon?
I got it.
Cool. Let's find out what you get for your $18. I'm fascinated by this place. And among other changes, he's building an in-ground swimming pool surrounded by a patio. But I bet you there's no pool yet.
Well, Trudy, you said there was. So
it was pictured.
Oh, it was? Okay. Hotels. Okay. I regret that I made that comment. Take it back.
In-ground pool for a hotel, though, as opposed to what?
Look at how swanky. This guy looks so neatly dressed. Michael Roberts.
He does.
I mean, he looks like a real... gentlemen.
Yeah, I wonder what his places in St. Louis were like.
Probably not much better. A lot of people like to complain
30
that
years.
It's crazy. The TVs never work in any of the rooms. Most of the time,
who goes there?
They're unplugged.
TV.
What?
I don't know.
They've got.
By the way, these are all within the last.
Got to be underfunded. There has to be a lack of funds for all of this.
These are all within the last 4 months. All these ones I've been reading.
Hey, boy.
They have a ton of reviews, most negative.
Oh, is this the hotel they're at? The Jack White Hotel?
Yorba
Hotel?
Robert's Riverwalk Hotel, Sydney speaking.
Hi, I was considering booking a room. We're just doing our show on hotels here, and there's a resort fee, and I was just wondering, what's the resort fee cover? I didn't realize it was a resort.
It includes the pool access, fitness, and parking.
Oh, okay.
Parking is part of the resort fee. What's in the fitness room?
Treadmills, elliptical.
One elliptical?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as far as the... You know, I was reading the reviews online. We just checked a few of them out. And there's a lot of people say that the TVs don't seem to work or the remotes don't have backs on them. To the TVs, can I expect a working TV with maybe some?
Yes, sir. Yes, it might be 1 out of 100 customers that come in and their batteries just need to be replaced.
Okay. And those are the ones that always make the crummy reviews, of course.
I think they never do the good ones, only the bad ones.
Yeah, that's how it works. I know how that feels. And so do you have pay-per-view also?
No. I think we only have locals. I'm not too familiar with the channel.
Okay, so now you don't have anything fancy like cable?
No.
Okay.
Oh, so just an antenna?
Yeah, you get the local. You get channel 2 and 4 and 7, right? Oh.
Well, maybe 9. Yeah.
62. You get 62. Yeah. And public 20. TV.
Can you get WADL 31 and 38?
Yeah.
What are these people complaining about?
How many options do you need? Jeez.
Is toilet paper extra?
Yes.
It's extra? How much do you guys?
No. Oh. Extra charge? Of course not.
Okay, some people were complaining about toiletries that they weren't always there. And so
I thought maybe it would need extra. I'm like, no problem.
Okay. Well, it sounds like it's maybe some of these reviews aren't terribly fair. And there was a little.
The building looks really nice.
Thank you.
How long have you been in this location?
How long have I been here?
No, how long has the hotel been there?
I'm not sure, man.
Please listen to the podcast. Oh, you're not sure? Okay. Because it said it reopened in 2014. It used to be a pharmaceutical building or something. Somebody turned it into a boutique hotel, and then Mr. Roberts took over in 2014.
I heard it was a pharmaceutical, but I just started working here, so I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, you've been very helpful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Have a good day.
Bye.
Okay, so, you know, maybe...
The parking lot is part of the resort.
That's
bye-bye.
The swimming pool, I mean, that's a swimming pool's not a resort. Shouldn't it be included?
It's kind of a bad exercise. Yeah. Paltry two machines in the exercise room.
Yeah, fine. Okay, let's see what Mr. Roberts is saying. The concept is to create a new vision for this hotel in Detroit Riverwalk. It will be the Roberts Riverwalk Hotel. Oh, it's named after him. On the Detroit...
That was a mistake.
It's on the Detroit Riviera.
He said that.
He did say that. That's a quote.
Oh, my God.
Warming to the topic, he said, I may be able to create the equivalent of an urban resort, something that will be new and different and never done before. What is the definition of a resort? It's a place you come for a tranquil life while you stay away from everybody, a home away from home concept.
So not this place.
Robert served 2 terms on the city council in St. Louis before focusing on his career as an entrepreneur. He built a portfolio. See, you know, I believe that he wanted all these things. It just sounds like... You know, somewhere along the line, maybe.
Got out of hand.
Yeah, who knows? That's too bad. Because I would say it's a nice building. It's a really nice view.
Hello. Nice to be a hotel maid, though. I can make my room up in 10 minutes.
If you have the supplies.
Well.
There's not a big bag of garbage in the middle of the room.
Guess who stayed there? Who stayed at the Shuttered Omni before it was taken over and made a boutique hotel? Frank Sinatra. Can you imagine him putting up with his stuff?
I feel like he stayed everywhere.
I know it seems
like. In every hotel in America.
Boo-hoo, you had me and then you lost me.
It seems like he did. It was entourage taking an entire floor. Ooh! But a series of operators had failed to make a profit. It's going on to continue to upgrade the hotel. The location might be tough because people don't go down there.
No.
Not a lot else down there. If they hadn't thrown everything out when they said the casinos were going, I bet it'd have a better chance. I don't know.
There's
some stuff
down in that area, though.
Yeah, I haven't been down there in a while.
Walk around.
What was the bar that we used to do down there?
Atwood.
Oh, yeah, Atwood.
Yeah. It's still down there.
Wasn't there?
It's a brewery.
Art Fest was there.
Right.
Art Fest. Yeah, I went to at least 2 Art Fests there.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Mike and I made an appearance there once.
Did Art?
Art was not there.
Wait, Art was not at Art Fest?
Not at Art Fest when we got there. But he was there. He had been there. I don't want to. I'm not going to. Trudy, don't ask me to trash Arthur Penhollis.
No.
We should call Arthur one of these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should just do it right out, like, of the blue.
I know. Yeah. I know he was.
Oh, he'd love that.
Yeah. Well, he probably would, because otherwise he'd have to plan it.
And think
about
it. And
it'd have to be part of his day.
Be more spontaneous this way.
Yeah. I saw him on Facebook, and it looked like he was just rocking and rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he's doing all right. Okay.
Wait, so, is he living here now?
Yeah, he lives here.
Back.
He's living here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he's totally here. I do believe. He was with his son in Texas.
Right, right.
Art Jr.?
Yeah.
And I don't. What is Art Jr. doing? Anybody know?
I don't know. I'm just reading more of these reviews.
Mark cannot close this page.
This line made me laugh. The ice machine on the floor did not work. It had mold on it. The room service only had one person cooking, taking orders, and washing dishes.
Oh, boy.
Nice room service.
Man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
They need, what is the Gordon Ramsay's Hotel Hell to go there? Have you ever seen that show? It's really
cool. This guy found dog shit in his room.
Oh, God.
Dog shit.
I'm sorry, he says dog poop in one of the room's corners. At least it was in the corner, unlike the trash, which was in dead set in the middle of the room.
Yeah, at least the dog's got a little class.
He called the shit poop.
All right, I got to close this.
Boy, I just hate it when the best laid plans come so unglued. I was just imagining the big dreams of 2014. He named it after himself. He was going to be so proud of the place. I wanted to put his name on it. Now there's probably two letters of his name that have fallen down. It's probably the Roots Resort Hotel Riverwalk. The Roots.
That's a great name.
Riverwalk. Tell. Oh, what a bummer. All right.
Well, maybe somebody will kick some more bucks into it and I can make it a nice.
Yeah.
A niche boutique hotel.
Too good start, but it's not panning out.
In 2016, all their pipes burst, so that could have been part of it.
Oh, that happened too.
Oops.
Well, yeah, that's why that still didn't clean up that one conference room.
Yeah.
Well, you'd think with the pipes bursting, well, that would have been a year before because that was a year ago. Unless the room was still flooded from 2016.
Oh, I would assume it would have been. Guess what? The Wi-Fi doesn't work there either. What a shock. I'd be more surprised if it did work.
Should we call the new employee back and find out if the Wi-Fi works?
If they and how much it is. Probably the last hotel in America that charges for
Oh, my God. Okay, not to change the subject. If anything, Mark, if there's any breaking news regarding the Riverwalk
Hotel,
please let me know.
Oh, bed bugs. That's a shock.
Oh, no.
Oh. I almost want to stay there to just check everything out. Like that, you know, that one site that does that.
Oh, yeah, that's a funny site.
That was really funny. Those guys are very funny. And they go in there with black lights and they check everything out. Oh. And it is so horrifying. But they get tipped off as to shitty hotels before they go there.
Oh, yeah.
So, and the one on 8 Mile was the worst they'd ever seen, wasn't it?
It's now closed.
Is it? Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to stay there.
I'm almost
the
sad.
The Royal Hotel?
I want to read more reviews. Okay. did you guys see the story about the lady who owns a 2017 car and rats keep eating the wires inside the motor?
That's a big problem.
It's a big problem. Yeah, a lot of these car companies have gone to
soy,
environmentally favorable wiring, soy wiring.
Yeah, soy.
What? How can soy be? How can wire be made out of soy?
Well, it's not the wiring, isn't it the insulation around it?
So I don't know. I just never envisioned soy being in any kind of a wire. It just seems like a bad idea to me.
It's the thing that wraps around the wire. But,
yeah, it's
but
the insulation.
Rats
in the
don't like soy. What, they don't like healthy?
No, they
no,
do.
They like
that's
soy,
the
so they chew up the wires.
Oh, yeah. I see. Why don't they just make them out of plastic like they always did?
It's more expensive.
But still, rats eat plastic, too.
It's the environmental aspect.
That, too.
That's why they did it.
But believe me. If it what?
What, Brandon?
It's no longer petroleum based.
So. Yeah, so it's cheaper too.
Oh.
Is it the wire or is it the wrapping?
It's the insulation.
Yeah.
The insulated wire.
Every
Brandon
evening
had the proper word for it.
Janice Perzigian, the Royal Oak resident, puts pine sol on the ground around her car. Dry sheets go into the front seats and in the trunk, spray made with essential oils is applied to the tires, the sides, and the back. Why? She has a simple answer. It's to avoid another $600 plus repair bill after a rat chewed through wires under the hood of her car, leading to starting problems last month. God. Aside from gnawed wires, the rodents literally left a trail of breadcrumbs and rat feces and urine on the engine, which she now sprays weekly with peppermint essential oil.
Oh, nice.
I'm doing everything possible to eliminate this and make sure it doesn't happen again. Class action lawsuit was filed in California against Toyota, claiming the company should cover under warranty damage from rodents chewing through insulation for wiring that is now soy-based versus petroleum-based. Thank you, Brandon. You run it. And John Pappas, owner of Main and Hudson Service in Royal Oak City, gets a vehicle about every month suffering from rodent chewed through wire covering syndrome. They've been doing this for 53 years. The Pappas family says they're going environmental on the wires. They're good and bad and everything. It's a common issue. So the problems can range from the vehicle not starting, to the check engine light coming on, to the vehicle running poorly. It might take a couple of months of going over a hard bump to spark a previously chomped on wire problem.
Jesus.
So, yeah, it's one of those things you don't know what the fuck happened. You just know your engine light's on or your car won't start.
Ugh.
God, what a bummer. Oh, rats. Rats! Rats
are the worst.
Jesus.
They're so gross. Oh, there's the signs.
Oh, that's right.
On Channel 4.
Pope, the man of sin.
6 days.
Well, why don't we call, let's call the lady that owns the house.
Okay.
Is that Teresa?
You have the story over there.
I wrote down the name. Okay, let's see.
Do I have the story?
I have it, yeah. Deborah and Karen are the neighbors. Teresa's the homeowner. So...
And it's a house in Plymouth, and it's just a bunch of biblical-related signs?
Seems that way to me.
A lot about God.
I feel like, is there something apocalyptic going on here?
There? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't nearly as bad as, remember that other person we talked to at 105.1?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yikes.
Wow. That was a lot of signs.
That scared me.
A lot of signs. Yeah, that was freaky. That was bumming me out.
Oh.
And, you know... It's just so disrespectful to the neighborhood. And all the people, all the neighbors, they're not even really complaining about the signs. They're just complaining about, you know, it hurts the value of the home if somebody nearby wants to sell their house. Of course somebody's going to go, what the fuck's going on over there?
All right. Yeah.
You know, is my new neighbor going to have signs up every day?
I'm going to overrule you, Brandon, on the song.
Oh, cool. Five Man this,
and
or
the
Tesla?
Sign said long-haired freaky people.
It's a Tesla
not,
version,
not
though.
Tesla version, yeah.
This is the first one I found.
Five Man Electrical Band would be better.
Oh, dick.
It's Teresa.
Oh, they're both okay. It's a good... I like the song. I played softball against Tesla.
I'm making signs.
They're still
you
touring.
Have reached the voicemail box of 7...
Oh, Teresa. Oh, you want to try, which is the one that answered, Deborah or Karen?
Karen.
Let's try Karen. Karen's the neighbor.
Yeah, she loves it.
It's a great song.
I don't think the five man, oh, there it is.
Would you think Tesla would be out there now?
I think they are.
Oh, are they? Okay.
No.
I just haven't heard of them in ages. Have you?
I have heard them that they were on tour. I think
who was the pretty boy lead singer?
I don't know.
Don't remember.
I remember. I don't remember.
Nikolai.
Is it? What's his name? Do you know?
Yeah, no. Tesla.
What's the lead singer's name?
I don't know.
Nikolai.
Automatic voice message.
His first name is Nikolai.
Seven.
Nikolai, really?
Tesla. Nikolai Tesla.
They're family, man. Hello.
Yeah.
That was such a burn when he was like, me working for you.
It's funny how you can cover a cool song 20 years later, and it doesn't even matter who covers it. It's just people go, oh, what a great song you guys made.
This is Deborah.
Where did these people get the time to make these signs?
Come on, Deborah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 7.
People don't like to talk in signs, apparently.
Wait, did Neil Diamond cover this, or is this a different sign song by Neil Diamond?
Your ass, Neil Diamond.
I don't think
what
he has
think?
A song called...
Do you think it's a Neil Diamond song or a cover?
I think it's a cover. I think it's a cover.
A Five Man Electrical Band?
Yeah, yeah. I think Neil...
No. God, everything's so dramatic when he sings it.
Hello?
Karen.
Oh, Karen, is that you?
Yes.
Hey, Karen, it's the Drew and Mike show. How you doing?
It is not.
It is too. This is Drew.
Is too.
Karen, how can you not believe me?
Hey, Karen.
That's
who is this?
That's Trudy.
Hi. How you doing?
it is not.
Yes, it is. Karen, we're doing a podcast.
You know why we're calling?
Yeah, we're calling about that sign person you live across the street from. Karen, where are you? You didn't know about our podcast?
I'm sorry. I'm cooking away.
No, it's okay. No, it's just funny.
In that case, heed the warning or perish.
I know.
Yeah, you sound like you're familiar with the show.
I am familiar, yes. But I thought this was a joke. I'm like, what is this?
No. Just Google us, and you can find our new show.
Okay.
Okay. And tell your, I bet you have a husband who probably listened.
I am not going to comment on that part, but it's actually on TV right now. I want to watch it.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we're watching it too right now.
Okay. We'll turn up our volume. You watch it, and then we'll talk afterwards. Is that okay?
All right. Call me later.
Okay.
Don't go.
Wait. Huh? Just leave the phone up. Just leave the phone up. We'll watch it together.
There's Nick. Do you know Nick?
Whatever it is he's pushing.
Who lives by you?
I really don't want to.
What? Karen, we're counting on you.
Why?
Well, because you're a neighbor and you're the only one we can get a hold of and you sound so cute.
Why? Wait, don't hang up.
Wait, did she say?
Oh, I'm going to hang up, you guys.
Whoa! Karen! Karen!
What do you want me to tell you?
Just
tell us about
these
people.
You saw the signs. You know what it's all about.
Okay, how do the neighbors feel about it?
We are not happy with it.
I understand.
And it's been going on for years. It's been going on for years. It's getting worse.
Oh, how long has this been going on?
About 3+ years.
Has anyone tried to talk to them and say, you know, this really isn't cool, it's not good for property values?
Yeah.
And their response is?
I really don't want to comment on that because I was not part of that conversation, but I have heard.
Okay. What about zoning? You can just put as many crazy, stupid, psycho signs in your yard as you want and nobody can do anything about it?
Currently, yes.
Really? Is there an effort to get that changed?
We're working on that.
Okay.
And the city is too.
All right.
You can call the mayor of Plymouth.
Okay, Karen.
Do
you have his number?
Yeah.
Just.
I don't have that, but I know that, I think it's 453.
Okay.
She's called it a lot.
Nice memory.
Pardon me?
You've called it a lot, I assume.
Well, I mean, I've lived here for many years, so yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Karen, when was the last time you listened?
I got to be honest, a long time.
We're back, so
yeah.
Come find us.
You're back. Come find us. I love it. I knew you were going to say that.
Just Google Drew and Mike, and we'll keep our eyes on the story. Hopefully you can talk more later.
I mean, yeah, we can, but it's just I want this kind of settled and let the city handle this with him and work with us as citizens. Because, yeah. I mean, we pay great tax dollars and we don't want our beautiful neighborhood to go to waste.
No, everyone's
and so
awful.
And that's the main thing. That's all we wanted was to work collectively.
You know, that's what's stupid about this. Sure, maybe they think it's legal or whatever, but it's just dumb. Nobody likes it. Can't there be dumb law?
Well, what it is, I think it's just common respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much terrible stuff that's happening to kids. Why do they need to see adults do this? We got to set an example.
Yeah.
Well, the signs aren't terribly optimistic, in my opinion.
Well,
or uplifting.
No, but I have heard he's spoken harshly to kids.
Oh, hey, no, but that doesn't sound very.
I'm only a third party. I'm only in a third party hearing that. But the point is that whatever our beliefs in freedom of speech, I totally understand that. But there's got to be a proper way of promoting whatever beliefs you have in an effective way, and I don't think it's being effective.
And
it's unfortunate.
Is this neighbor in contact with the neighbors? I mean, if you wanted to borrow a cup of sugar, would you walk over there and borrow it from this person?
If you want a lecture.
I have other neighbors that I would definitely
choose
go
from.
For.
Not this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they ever borrow sugar from you?
What, them?
Yeah.
Get a couple?
The sign family.
No.
Do they converse with neighbors? Are they friendly?
Okay, we're going into more discussion about this.
All right.
Trying your hardest, aren't you?
I think
we are all long-term residents here, and we want to just work collectively together as neighbors, and we appreciate his, you know, being a veteran. I mean, we appreciate everyone being neighbors.
Yeah.
We just need to respect. And I think that's what it is, just the word respect.
As you are showing them respect by saying it that way, instead of answering our questions.
I just don't know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay, Karen. All right, listen, yeah. Thanks for your time, and I hope this...
No, I mean, you can call again. Just let it maybe kind of settle a little bit, and hopefully, you know, I don't want to make fun of the situation. I don't want to make laugh about it. It's serious, you know?
No, we understand. I wouldn't want this in my neighborhood. I'm just going to say that. You don't have to respond.
No. Well, I mean, I have nieces that don't want to walk by it because they're scared of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not right. And I don't want to have a community like that. Plymouth is an awesome town. Why would I live there for up 10 years? You know, we have a great town, you know, so.
Well, hopefully it gets settled soon, and we wish you the best of luck in the meantime, Karen.
Yes, I will, and I'll go listen to you guys.
Please do.
Thanks, Karen.
You'll hear yourself.
I will.
Spread the word.
I thought this was a prank call.
No. Friendly,
that's the funny part. All right, who's calling me now?
Just friendly fire, Karen. Thanks for your time.
Hey, take care.
Good luck.
Have a great evening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Crank it, Mark. You're not the one for me.
Remember how huge this stupid band was?
Wait, who is this?
Ace of Base.
Is this Ace of Base? Mm. Really? Wait, not the guy that was on the radio here. No, that's Third Base. Third Base?
Yeah, Search, MC Search.
Yeah, MC Search. What is MC Search doing, by the way?
I don't know.
I know, but Tesla's going to be at DTE July 6th.
Oh.
Oh, with who?
I
just read that.
Third Base.
Ace of Base.
Ace of Base.
It's going to be a science palooza.
MC Search. What was Pop the Weasel? Pop Goes the Weasel?
Yeah. Weasel goes down.
Can you play that?
The Cactus album is their first album. That that album rules.
Can you, can you play just a little bit of Pop Goes the Weasel? I have no idea why I want to hear that.
Because you like the sample in it.
I don't even remember what the sample was. Was it Peter Gabriel, maybe? Sledgehammer?
I think so.
You're probably right.
Oh, are you all playing it? Sorry. Pop goes the wine and the weasel. I see the empty pocket needs a refill. I got a squad with a list of complainers. I should have started rape. Rappers against phony entertainers. So we can make it known that we won't get swayed. It's 91, son. So
something's got to change. 91. Pop, pop, pop.
That's Vanilla Ice, isn't it?
No.
Guy dressed up as Vanilla Ice, isn't it?
No. It's MC Search.
No, in the back, that guy.
Oh, that guy. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. This song always made us laugh when we were... Well, how old was I, like? 15 then. This stupid thing made us laugh.
I remember it didn't get a lot of airplay on MTV.
Oh yeah.
They were big. Yeah. They were big. But I remember on
so stupid. I'm embarrassed about it. Oh my god. This is their first big song. He was really cool when he came in.
MC Search, I was on a panel with him for something. I want to say on Channel 4, Channel 2. He was really nice. MC Search was dismissed from JLB in March 2006 due to a dispute over a Super Bowl weekend party at the club Motor City Live. What?
I never heard that.
He's since returned to the radio airwaves in Detroit on the urban station Hot 102.7. Search always worked with Hot 102.7's youngest intern, the black intern Daniel Barry, and Rucka Rucka Ali, comedy music artist. Yeah. Search appeared in some of Rucka Rucka Ali's music videos.
Rucka Rucka Ali is hilarious, though.
You know Rucka Rucka Ali?
Yeah, yeah. Really? He's got a lot of the parody songs. Like, I'm a Korean instead of I Got a Feeling.
So is MC Search still on 102.7?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I just haven't heard his name a lot.
Here's some Rucka Rucka Ali. He's a local dude. So.
He's on Def Jam.
Let's see. Let's skip ahead here.
Hello. Remember me?
That's cultural appropriation.
Yeah, that was another one of his songs instead of. But it matches up with the videos.
My Chinese food cooked right, cause they're not giving me the good rice, and the dyke giving me my food looks like a lesbian.
But he's got a whole slew of different songs.
Remember how fun Kim Jong Il was?
Yeah. No, he's just so funny to look at. I picture him hitting all these holes in one every time I see him.
And not pooping? Or is it Un that doesn't poop? Which one doesn't poop?
I don't think either of them does.
He doesn't defecate?
No.
Neither one.
Really?
Oh, no, but he had to confess that he pooped when he brought his
toilet
with him on his green train.
They collected his feces. They didn't let it, because they knew somebody would be scrambling for it when he flushed it.
Yes. Yeah, well, he had his own toilet.
Wow.
Wouldn't it be kind of cool to take your own toilet?
Yeah, no, I like the idea. I think he's ahead of his
time. I
think he's ahead of his time.
MC Search does tweet, but doesn't look. I don't know if he's doing much.
We really bummed out Karen because she was trying to watch herself on TV.
Oh, she wasn't recording it.
I really hope that
her we wanted to watch it with her.
I really hope she had a DVR.
Oh, she does.
Was she on? They talked to the neighbor, Nick.
I predict she's not in the story. Did you think she was on there, Brandon?
They did open up a door
because of the messages
to a neighbor
on the many signs that adorn the front lawn.
I've talked many hours with people about the things that are happening in the world.
Oh, boy.
And the owner
talks to people as they pass.
Nothing really aggressive, just, I guess, trying to get people's attention to whatever it is he's pushing.
Hi. I don't know, I guess it's just not very cool.
Story.
Certainly not to the neighbor across the street.
Whoa, every let's stop talking with this guy.
And heed the warning or perish is my greeting.
More than a year ago, she says she asked for him to take his signs down, and he refused.
They're too many, and they're too big. This is a neighborhood.
More than one neighbor has told me the man who lives here is a good man. He's obviously very religious, and in talking to him at great length, one thing became clear. He's just trying to save people.
I'm going to sit out in front of the curb and offer the people the message. You can stop
Somebody
and get it.
Don't want to be saved.
Or you can just drive by. But like when they have Halloween decorations and Christmas decorations
they
and
take
all
them
the
down.
Things they do, I put up with their stuff and I never say anything.
But these are more than decorations. Neighbors saying they're a safety hazard too.
Great guy.
I've watched cars drive by, stop, take pictures, reverse, continue to drive forward while they're still looking at the signs.
Boy, they're not,
and
not,
then you have kids and families going down.
They're not good time managers. High opportunity cost.
Now, some neighbors have insinuated the city commission
isn't
doing anything
that guy
about
speak.
This because Jim is married to the city treasurer. Ooh. But the mayor tells me that's not true at all. The commission is looking at the current ordinance, but it's very complicated. And quite simply, if they make a change to the law, it has to be done for everyone. Can't just change the law for
one
person.
Okay, then do it.
Okay.
Looks like a nice little guy, actually.
Can you imagine walking on the street and that guy wants to talk to you?
I know. That's a bummer. I predict there is no solution. None. No.
Come on.
No, he wants his signs up there and he's not going to stop. I think
what's
have
he
to
doing up there?
He will have to be removed from the property if they want the signs to go down.
Why does he fly the flag upside down? What does that have to do with saving people?
Because the country is at risk. The country's in trouble. That's what that means.
Is he going to join the Westboro Baptist Church next?
Maybe.
Oh, give me a break.
Did you see the one sign that working on the seventh day equals death?
Yeah, well, I agree with that one. I kind of want to talk to this guy now.
Working on Sundays?
We work on Sundays. Yeah. I guess we're going to die. We're going to die. Okay, so I'm reading,
Are you okay?
I read Charlie LaDuff's story. Charlie talked to the Maroons, which, to his credit, no one talks to the Maroons. No one. He's talked to Matty Maroon twice. He's probably as controversial a business person as there is. He sues a lot.
Yeah.
He owns a bridge to Canada, the only bridge to Canada, which is, I mean, my first reaction to that was, wait, how can a person own a bridge? I know. That's so weird. But he does. It was a strange deal back in the 40s, I think, or the 30s. He's in his 80s, and his son is running the operation now. And when Charlie talked to him, they claimed they had the permits from Canada. They do. I guess they have the permits from Canada to build a second
their
bridge.
Their own one?
Yeah. Well, another one. So, in other words, the new bridge, which Michigan was going to build, Canada
good
was going to pay
for
it.
And your father.
The Gordie Howe Bridge. The Gordie Howe International Bridge.
Didn't they just get that suit thrown out?
They got the maroon suit thrown out. Yeah. Right. So now Michigan is on schedule. It looks like if the picture is any indication.
Oh, look at that.
And it never is.
I'm sure the Riverwalk Hotel had a beautiful picture, too. Actually, they did have nice pictures of the rooms in the story I was reading.
Now, is that the simulation of the bridge, and it has little cartoon cars driving across? And
it's an artist rendering?
People walking?
It's an artist rendering. I don't trust any of those. Those are crap.
They are total crap.
They stole that glowing roof off LCA.
It looks really nice. Yeah, that's right, Brandon. Still angry.
I'm pissed about that. That looks like the bridge in Ohio, right when you...
Toledo, over the mommy.
Toledo Bridge.
Yeah. I was trying to think of what bridge it looked like. I want to say one in South Carolina.
It looks
like
every other bridge.
It looks like a lot of cool bridges.
It looks like the one in Boston.
And in Toledo, the lights are on the cables, so it looks like a... Like a rainbow.
Oh, well, the Mackinac Bridge. The Dirty Jobs guy had to change the light bulbs on the Mackinac Bridge. And he had to paint the bridge, too.
Oh, wow.
He painted a room in there or something. That was a cool one.
Wait, wasn't there somebody that climbed up there and wrote a big story about that we joked about? A writer? Does that ring a bell at all?
I was thinking it was the Dirty Jobs guy.
No, he did, too. But I think...
Oh, was it the guy writer that went up there and changed some light bulbs or something? Yeah. Was that what that was?
Yeah. Okay, what was it?
It was cool, though. I mean, anytime you get the camera from up there.
I think we were just jealous.
Well, how could you not be? It was pretty cool. How about the guy that flew his plane under there in 1959? How fucking cool is that?
Didn't we talk to the narking navigator? The navigator that told on him?
What a dork.
Asshole.
Anyway.
The narking navigator.
He was a narking navigator.
Most definitely was.
Not that everybody gets to do that.
Anyway, Matty,
I can do that.
Derek.
The Maroons have filed lawsuits attempting to derail the Gordie Howe crossing, which Canada's paying for the entire thing. The Maroon family wants to twin its aging span, which was open to the public in 1929, but has only won Canadian approval. I thought they had more than Canadian approval, and without American approval, that doesn't do much, does it? Plus, this lawsuit's being thrown out, so it looks like the Gordie Howe International Bridge, which, by the way,
When they were talking about this,
do you remember when Canada said they would pay for it? Remember how long ago that was? That was 2012, 6 years ago.
Four years.
Canada.
6 years ago.
Canada said,
we'll pay for the whole thing. I mean, when somebody says, we'll pay for the whole thing, don't you think it's going to happen really soon?
Right. Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's go.
Allegedly, they own 95% of the land they need to on both sides to make this happen. So they're supposedly going to shovel dirt and go, hey, look at us. This is the first shovel dirt. This summer, I think they said.
Cool.
But and then how long before it's done?
Well, God only knows.
People,
that's got to be a long time,
people love
that
shoveling dirt photo, don't they?
I know, they do. And it's the dumbest photo. But I don't know. I still have this feeling we're going to end up with three bridges.
Okay,
we have one
now.
We barely need another one.
Let's have 12. Who cares?
I know some truckers who'd be happy to have them.
Well, doesn't Washington, D.C. have three bridges in a row over the Potomac?
Really?
Yeah, I want to say the 14th Street Bridge. Isn't there a couple?
They're not that big, though, like this.
Maz would know.
Are they?
No, yeah. No.
Maz will send a picture. No. It'll be washed out.
Should we call Maz? He's not in a... He's still there.
Pictures.
He sent the Kennedy... Mark, you didn't... I should have sent you the picture.
How was your vacation?
I was going to tweet it out.
Oh, no, we were laughing about the WJR thing. And Margot Kidder?
Right.
What?
Is it Margot Kidder on WJR?
What about you asked him about
Tom and I were laughing about it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what? Are we distracting him from his primary function?
Yeah,
his
I know. Those kids could be getting away with anything.
He's got to keep an eye out.
He's buried in his phone. He'd be the worst chaperone. He'd always be looking in his phone. Those kids can get anything. I'm convinced you could get anything by Tom.
Really?
Yeah, I wonder how tough he is. He doesn't seem like the right person to chaperone.
No, I mean, caves. Kids would talk circles around him. Not adults, but kids. He'd be like, oh, okay, cool.
Well, he can't discipline his own kids. He said Kathy does all that.
Yeah.
He's always sympathetic.
Worst
he actually excused himself from a live show to take a call from his daughter, and we were ragging him for taking a live call during recording. He's on one day a week, and he can't get through the show without a phone call from his daughter. And he was on the phone, and he looked really upset, and to the point that we felt guilty because we thought something shitty was going on, and we were ready to make a phone call, only to find out that it was she was talking about this field trip. It was months ago, and she was in a fight with her girlfriend or something. Something regarding the field trip. Yeah, and it was emergency. He was on the phone for, like, what, 10 minutes at least?
He's a good cop.
And he didn't regret it. Because I said, think you made a mistake? He said, no, he would do it again.
I got to say, though, I think it's just any phone call, no matter what he's doing. If we called him right now when he was in the middle of a museum, he'd probably answer. He's always about what else is going on.
How far in are we, Brandon?
Oh, 205?
205. Should we call Maz?
We can give him a shout.
He's in Washington. He was at the White House today.
If there's any children in the room, please close your ears.
He might have been at the press briefing. Oh. I asked him to jump in on the press briefing and ask about JFK's headaches. So I don't know if that happened. I only saw the first half of it.
Is he in to witness the president sign the Iran thing?
Oh, good question.
That was huge.
Too bad the hostages aren't coming back. Maz could have greeted them.
Well, yeah, they are.
Well, not until 2 a.m.
Well, still. Ask him if we'll go out there and greet him. Make a sign real quick.
Kim, welcome home.
Yeah.
Oh, with the kids?
Kim times three.
That actually sounds...
Kim X3, welcome home.
That sounds like it.
Hello.
Maz!
Hey, Drew.
Are you in the bathroom?
Hey, Mark.
At the White House?
We just leaving the room now. We're going to go walk to the Metro.
Where are you going?
I don't know where we're going. I think we're going to some mall area, and then the kids get to run wild in the mall area.
What?
The National Mall?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. The outdoor.
Yeah, the mall. The
National outdoor mall.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he meant a mall, like shopping.
Hi, Matt.
He would rather do that. He'd rather go to the Pentagon Mall.
No, the National Mall is.
Buy some stuff.
Maz, how was the White House?
It was great, except they only let us, like, on the east side. The east wing.
Oh, that's where Melania is, though.
You didn't get to go in the Oval Office?
No, we didn't get to the Oval Office. We didn't,
what?
We didn't make it there. No, they didn't let us.
Were you a little disappointed?
I was. I wanted to get at least a little bit more out of it. Since we went through, like, 16 metal detectors and about 75, what do you call those big shot guys? Secret Service.
Are you okay?
I thought maybe you could use your credentials from the podcast to get in the press briefing.
You know what? I didn't call early enough to get those.
Can you leak anything from the White House?
I was going to go tonight. I was going to go to Camden Yards tonight. Go catch the Orioles.
Of course you were.
So the train will get me there in an hour. But guess what? The last train to come back to D.C. is like at 7 o'clock at night.
Oh, win-win. You get to stay the night in Baltimore away from everybody.
I get to stay in Baltimore, and I'm not going to do that. So
they're like the worst team in the league. Too.
Take all the kids. Just ask the parents to charge up one more room.
Yeah, that's all.
I have to know something. Hold on. Who are you going to go to the game with?
A couple of the guys, a couple of the parents that are here.
But then how do you escort the kids from Camden Yards? I mean,
The kids would have stayed back with the rest of the chaperones.
But how are there enough chaperones if the three of you are gone at the ball game?
There's plenty of teacher chaperones here.
What is the
why are you there if they have enough people?
Well, tonight was the night the parents can go do what they want.
So, in other words, last night, but they don't need you now. What's different tonight than last night?
I guess we just had some freedom tonight. Last night we were out at all of the we went to a Lincoln Memorial lit up. We went to a Monticello.
Cool.
The Thomas Jefferson, the Jefferson Memorial, the Monticello, whatever the hell you call it. We saw that.
Yeah.
They wanted to show it to us with the lights and stuff on.
That's the best time to see it at night. No one's there.
Yeah, so that's what we did last night. But yesterday, man, I was on an hour and a half sleep yesterday.
Ooh, that's right, because you were selling a car very late on Monday night.
Yes, I certainly was.
So how much, last night when you were at those sites, how much dream weavering were you doing?
Oh, I dream weavered the hell out of the Lincoln Memorial, and I love the Lincoln Memorial.
Well, it
beautiful.
Is you know, you look at it, and then what do? You just go to the next one.
I know.
That's
how
it.
Long
you
do you
at
need
it,
to look?
You take pictures, you know.
Did you
that's
go,
all you do.
Did you go to the Martin Luther King Memorial and make sure that
the
$80,000
like
they're spending a year in upkeep is working?
I know. I didn't want to say anything about his speech because I didn't want it to be charged by the King family.
Did you go to it, though?
Yeah, that was the first stop we made.
Yeah. Well, did you go to the FDR Memorial? That one's actually kind of
cool. Yep, we went to the FDR. Matter of fact, I took a picture with him in his wheelchair.
That's right. He's sitting in his wheel. And his dog. There's a statue of his dog there, too.
Yes, his dog is right at his feet.
Yeah. Well, get around to the FDR Memorial.
That is, look at that.
The rule was, when he said when he dies, and then his dog dies after him, he wants his dog buried at his feet.
Yep. Mr. Tommy goes to Washington.
Maz, how many of the kids do you think are learning a lot versus dreamweavering like you?
They're learning a lot because we have this, we have a great tour guide. Her name is Michelle, and she's got some son, a couple of her sons are in the service. I mean, she is Miss Washington, D.C.
She sounds hot.
Is she hot?
Is she hot?
She's a great lady, like I told you.
Okay, that seems to be
a nice woman. I like her, actually.
That's his way of
very noncommittal.
Yeah.
I just laughed so much when I saw the Trumpster's picture in the White House because I kept looking, and you knew he had 1,000 pictures to pick out from, and he was like, "This is the one I want over here. This is the one I want over here."
And you got that nice picture of JFK suffering from a terrible headache.
I know. I knew you would appreciate that, Drew.
Yeah, I did. No, totally.
Why didn't you send me any pictures today? You just sent them all to Drew. I was hurt.
I'm sorry. How was Margo Kidder?
Excellent. She was great.
Oh, Maz?
Yeah, buddy.
She may have been drinking.
Oh, that's a shocker.
Yeah, I guess Mark told you she got tossed off at WJR.
I heard. Guy Gordon cut her off, I think.
But give her credit. She dialed our number successfully.
That is sweet.
She was really nice. I mean,
we called her. She
yeah,
we picked
called
up.
Her. We called her. Okay. Well, she didn't have to pick up.
Sure.
No, she didn't.
Well,
she thought we were.
Point.
She thought we were WJR initially, though, because she said, "What happened to the last phone call?" Right away, that was the first thing out of her mouth.
Oh well, she was very. I think she will be. I think she will be talked about. I think actually.
Hey, I went to the Vietnam. Memorial. Geez. That was really.
It's a Margo interview.
That was solemn.
That was
solemn.
Was
not too interesting.
Did you go to World War II?
We didn't go to World War II one yet.
Did you go to Arlington?
What do you have against the Greatest Generation, Tom?
Yeah, we went to Arlington yesterday. It was something. That was a hell of a walk.
Oh, thanks for listening to the podcast. Me.
I'm exhausted.
Was it worth the walk? Because it sounds like you really got worn out by that.
I was done for JFK. I'm done after that.
Did you go to the Newseum?
The what?
The Newseum.
Newseum.
The best museum
no,
there.
I did not go to the
That's
new
where they have
museum.
Kaczynski's little old house.
Oh,
no, I did
right.
not go there. Tomorrow we'll go into the Smithsonian.
Boring.
That's what I was just going to
say. The Smithsonian is so boring.
Tom, this is what I would be doing if I was chaperoning like you right now. I would, when they say, we're going to Smithsonian tomorrow, I would immediately ask, how long are we going to be there? Just so I could know in my head.
We
like,
all are. Don't worry, we all are.
I like the Smithsonian.
How long will you be there?
Jeez.
I'm not sure. I have to look at the itinerary.
I think you'll like the NASA part.
Air and Space.
Today at the Aero, what is it? The
Air and Space.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Well, you were there today?
Yeah, I was there today. Tomorrow's the Smithsonian.
Oh, I thought
that was part of the Smithsonian. What are you going to do, American history?
I think
so. See Archie Bunker's chair?
Oh, you know what we
Boring.
Went today? We went to where they made the where they make money.
Treasury?
Oh, what a blast.
Not the Treasury, across the street from
the Mint.
Mint.
Whatever it's called.
And they have really tiny windows you have to look through, right?
No, they were huge windows.
What? Oh, they've redone
it. Yeah.
Did you go to the Holocaust
Museum?
Stop,
Mark, stop acting like you're an expert on D.C. tourism. Jesus.
I'm trying to bust him on some stuff.
We went to the Holocaust Museum. Yes, we did.
Okay, you went to the Holocaust Museum. Did you peek over the barrier to the screens that they tell you not to look at because they're really horrifying images?
I did not.
You didn't?
No, we were only in there killing time before we went into the treasury.
Oh, nice killing time at the Holocaust Museum.
Miss,
what are you, Bernard Kilpatrick?
You may be the first person to ever kill time by going to the Holocaust Museum.
The Jews.
I did not mean that.
Well, no, I wasn't really focusing on the kill
time. No, but it
just, more on the fact that you were
not paying attention.
You were loitering at the Holocaust Museum.
Were you loitering where all the shoes were?
No, I did not see the shoes. I went to this thing called Daniel's Home. Daniel's Home. We looked at it from the kid's perspective.
I see. How much dream weaving in Daniel's Home?
It was quick, in and out. There really wasn't much dream weaving needed.
How about Ford's Theater? Are you guys going to Ford's Theater?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
What about, is there a Plato's Retreat you can check out instead of the ball game tonight?
I'll let you know. We're heading out now. Matter of fact, they left me behind because I've been talking to you guys. I couldn't get in the elevator.
Oh, you're lucky then.
Cut out with you guys.
So you don't have to go to the mall.
Do whatever you want and tell them, I looked all over for you guys.
I can do whatever I want. You know, I got excited. I passed RFK Stadium on the way in. That was fun.
Oh, RFK Stadium?
Yeah.
Wait,
why do they still have it? Just for the soccer team?
Yeah, well, I think that's done as well.
Maz, you'd be disappointed. Trudy brought Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries to the podcast today and Lucky Charms.
Trudy, two of my favorites, and they're in my cabinet at home.
Oh, really? Oh, well, there'll probably be some left over when you get back.
Okay, good.
What other cereals do you like, Maz?
Oh, there's so many.
Super don't get them started.
Crisp, which is now called Honeycrisp. What, Mark? What?
I said, Brandon. Don't get them started. I mean, you guys, your family went for as breakfast cereal for Halloween once, didn't you?
We did. I was Frosted Flakes.
What was everybody else?
Let's see. Lily loves cinnamon. What do you call it?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
No, she likes Cinnamon Life. My other kid likes Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Was there a reason we were calling Tom? I totally forgot.
Just to see how he was doing and
there was
to find out
about
the field
question.
Trip.
They're
wait.
Calling me, guys. I got to run.
Okay, Maz. Wow.
Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
You missed me?
We had to go like a minute ago anyway.
I know. Okay.
Okay, Maz.
See you, guys.
We'll see you.
Bye.
Bring home souvenirs. Bye.
What?
Souvenirs?
Souvenirs.
Souvenirs?
Yeah.
All right.
Get out of here.
Cool.
Get him out of here.
Thanks, Maz.
Bye.
Go.
God bless United States.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, boy.
I could not imagine going with a bunch of kids.
I know. I think he was dreamweaving in Daniel's room.
Yeah. He's killing,
killing
time
at the Holocaust Museum. That will live in infamy.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, boy.
He's going to some mall, though.
I love that he had this,
some mall.
This big plan to go to the Orioles game.
I know.
Oh, he should have Ubered back. He could have Ubered back. How much would that cost? Yeah. The Nats must not be in town, I take it.
No, I think it's Kansas City is in town against Baltimore. And they're both, like, you know.
Cheap tickets.
Terrible teams this year.
Did you see what happened in that game yesterday? Not a sports podcast.
Which one?
Kansas City, Baltimore.
No,
Kansas City had like five home runs in the first inning. The guy never recorded an
out. Bundy.
He's got an infinity ERA.
Yeah, Bundy blew up. He's been really good this year, though.
Wait, he's having a good
I thought
year
he had an infinity,
and he didn't get an
infinity
out
last night. Yeah.
Wow.
He didn't record. Yeah, that hurts on the fantasy front.
Who
trust
cares?
Me. Trust me.
Are you still on what's the betting thing?
FanDuel or DraftKings?
Are you still doing that?
No, I do season long ones. No. It's fun.
And talks about it all the time.
Yeah, it's great.
Who's your best player?
Probably Corey Kluber.
No.
But I also got Didi Gregorius.
DC's Gregorius.
AJ Pollock. I'll talk baseball all the damn day.
Unfortunately.
Do you have Verlander, Scherzer, or Porcello?
No.
I don't know what your chances are then. Okay, I was going to bring up, because I thought it was very strange. I didn't know much about it. I didn't know anything about this. Well, first of all, the Bruce Lee book sounds really interesting. This Sharon Powell, I mean, this is this. I mean, if only he were alive to hear this, is this. I don't even know who she is. Is she an actress?
I've never heard of her.
She cannot stop talking about how phenomenal getting screwed by Bruce Lee was.
Mm-hmm.
He was married, and she met him on, I think she was on a movie set or something, and she just started banging him immediately, or he banged her immediately. And she said, he was just so knowledgeable about the female body, and he turned me inside out. He took me to the moon and back. And so she starts this flaming affair with Bruce Lee, only to end up...
I would just like to say the two of you, get it on.
Only to be disappointed because he was married and he didn't have a pot to pee in. So apparently his financial situation had something to do with it. Plus, she got dumped. She dumped him for Steve McQueen. So, man, she was pretty. In fact, she looks
inside out.
This is 50 years ago. Her picture they put in the story in 2012. She looked pretty good for 50 years later, I got to say. But she said he showed off for women by doing kung fu moves, which, I mean, him and Elvis, the only two guys ever that did that.
Yeah, but he was
actually
a badass.
He knows what he's doing.
These were true. Better.
Yeah, probably. I think he would have beaten Elvis in a kung fu fight. And also by cha-cha dancing.
Oh, that's right. He was an acclaimed dancer, too.
The most interesting fact to everyone who reads the story is that he got circumcised to be more American.
Yeah, all right. He's assimilating.
Oh, and how old was he?
He had to be, I assume he had to have money. He had to have been in his 20s, probably.
Yeah, you don't hear about those types of circumcisions too often.
No, but it just goes to show. He thought getting circed would help his action.
And it did. Turned her inside out.
Yeah, true.
So I've heard.
She was digging it. And then...
I just sent Tom a text, by the way, to let him know that an Uber from Camden Yards to the National Mall is about $60. If he really still wants to go to the game. You know he's thinking about it now. What's the train up there? The train can't be that
except
much.
It's, what time is it?
Oh, 6:40.
Yeah, right. He would get there at 7:40. He'd miss the first two innings. Well,
he
still
might
first
do
it. Two innings.
He still might do
it. Yeah, he still might. I think you're right. I think it's in play. I think it's being discussed at least. Why he didn't think of that, I'm shocked.
I know.
Seriously.
He must not have wanted to go that, but maybe because there would be a lot of people going.
Why would anyone think about the last train back? I mean,
pretty smart.
But there's alternate means of transportation. I mean, he makes it sound like the train is the only way you can get back.
That's how you get there. Then he must think you have to take it back, like a round trip.
The only a round trip, or forget it.
Yeah,
or they won't sell him the ticket there. Maybe he thinks that there's a problem with one way tickets, just like flying. They think he's a terrorist.
I can't
believe... possibly think that deeply about it?
No.
Okay.
I can't believe that that's when the last train is either.
It does seem hard to believe, especially since a lot of people go to baseball games from Washington to Baltimore and from Baltimore to Washington. It's about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
The Warren home last night where the 11 kids ended up hospitalized because of some poisoning in the air, whatever. It turns out the two mothers... were so utterly irresponsible. The kids were eating feces.
Yeah.
With
how
cereal.
And the home may be destroyed.
Yeah.
The home is so trashed. I mean, this is such a house of skank that the guys in the astronaut suits or the hazmat suits here are saying, we don't even want to go in there.
Yeah,
just knock it down.
Just burn it down.
Yeah, the house is totaled. And, okay, first of all, no more babies for you. 2 months, no more babies for you. Doesn't these declarations, no more guns for you, no more babies for you, no more airplane rides for you, don't they seem so obvious?
Yeah.
Can't we start that somehow?
You did.
But I wanted to catch on, especially no more babies for you. I'm really fond of that because how often do we see this dumb stuff? How about the 3-year-old that shot himself with the loaded gun the father left around?
Yeah.
Oh my God. No more guns for you. And you know what? No more babies for you either.
No.
And I don't even think I want you taking plane rides.
Of course not.
We're just throwing in no more planes rides for you. That's part of your punishment.
Because you can't be that responsible. There's no way.
I mean, honest to God, I would love to know the progression of these two chicks that had 11 kids, and neither one of them can be home with 11 kids, 10 and under, including a 3-month-old. The 3-year-old is in critical condition.
So both the women shared the house?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's really
you know
odd.
What? It's not a bad-looking house.
Oh, I mean, it's like the hotel.
It's reminiscent of the hotel, but it's more of skank.
Enough for those two to share it with their kids, I guess.
Maybe the two parents couldn't stand the stench.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I done them both.
Who didn't?
And it was the 10-year-old that was taking care of the rest of the kids.
Oh, man, that poor 10-year-old.
You know, that story
is... I feel worse for him.
So sad on so many levels. Not just the kids are all very sick right now, one of them in critical condition, but, I mean, just imagine the pressure on a 10-year-old. There's no food, and the place stinks, and you got a three-month-old, and everybody's sick, and there's no... I mean, there's hardly...
Wait, now that I think about it, a 10-year-old, could they be a... I don't want to put it all on the 10-year-old. Could they be a little more resourceful than
feces?
Yeah. Could they go outside? I would think you would
go
something?
To a neighbor, but you know, who knows? Maybe these two women,
I will kill you.
Who, by the way, no more babies for either of you. Maybe the women said, do not talk to neighbors, do not talk to strangers, you know.
But still, when it comes to eating feces or getting in trouble with your mom that's never there.
Well, that's what really made me start feeling horrible was this thing about the desperation.
Yeah. Oh, clearly.
Little kids. Oh, my God. It's so horrible.
And Fouts is pissed.
Yeah, he posted on Facebook.
Oh, Jim Fouts is pissed.
Yeah. Look how mad he is.
He's angry. He says as long as he's married, he's going to encourage strong punishment for these people responsible. He's never seen anything like this in his 30 years. He went on a big Facebook rant.
He's also angry because the women were over 40 and he thought they were dried up.
And what ethnicity were they?
You know, I don't know. Wow, that's weird.
I never even thought about the ethnicity.
And you know what? I did it to...
When they're young and when they get older, just mean, hateful, dried up old cunts.
Jim.
Jesus, Fouts.
That's from Adobe Selima phone. Don't pay any attention to that. Today I did this.
How do we know he really typed that Facebook message?
Adobe Selimaflare.
That could have been somebody could have gotten as an account and lied. True.
I participated in unconscious bias today.
Really?
But it was really bias that was not beneficial to the person I was biased toward or against, because it's on two levels. I have to explain. The announcer, he's the PA announcer for the Grizzlies.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd never really seen the story about...
I think I know where you're going, and I did the same thing.
He got busted for upskirting,
and
he was upskirting women in church.
So did you think he was...
I scrolled down. There's his picture. What, a black guy?
I drew. Same.
Yeah. Because I was thinking, the PA announcer at the Grizzlies games.
I know.
I'm just picturing some old white guy. Yeah. You know, some guy that's been doing it for 40 years. And no, it's a 40-year-old black guy.
Which is really weird, because Mason did it here forever. I think it's because the last...
Upskirted?
Well, no.
No, he's an
announcer.
Does he still do the Piston games?
No, but he did. I don't know if he does, but he did it for a long time.
So.
But then Calvert did it, too.
Yeah.
Well, John Hewlett, I knew in St. Louis, worked with him for a week.
White?
The U-man.
Is he white?
He's white, yeah. He did the Cardinals until that stupid FCC thing. Then he got his job back, and he's been doing it forever since. But baseball is a very white sport, generally.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see a lot of black journalists at baseball games. The writers seem to be pretty white.
This is the NBA with this guy.
I'm sorry. Oh, well, John Hewlett. I was thinking about John Hewlett.
Yeah.
So it just seems like PA guys... I don't know, at stadiums, I just don't generally think of a lot of black PA guys.
No,
this is not a negative stereotype because it's not a high-paying job.
That's funny. When I heard the story, I thought that it was a white guy based on the crime. But
upskirting is a white crime?
I would think so.
Really?
I don't get that anyway.
How did he upskirt, by the way? Because
I'm trying to think, you know what's, guys, you know what's funny?
Drop change a lot. He's constantly dropping his
camera.
Pencil.
I think I unconsciously biased both things. I think I thought the upskirting was a white guy, and I thought the PA guy. That guy was so white in my head.
Yeah.
and then when I saw who it was like, oh, they got a black PA guy. And then I thought
they used the wrong picture.
It was like that guy upskirts. It just I don't know. It was weird. And plus, he's upskirting in church. Oh my God. Can you imagine somebody upskirting in church?
What kind of women are you going to find in church to upskirt?
Well,
everybody will be there, but...
People all shapes and sizes.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
But are you getting some sort of a special thrill out of church, maybe?
Yeah.
Because it's forbidden or something?
The ultimate taboo.
Because as a PA announcer, don't you think he could go to some clubs and...
Well, hell yeah.
And with some, shorter skirts.
He's also married with a few kids. And,
oops.
He's a real bummer. Yeah. So, all right.
So the Warren family, we don't know what their ethnicity is?
No. But you know what's funny? I picture a white family because I thought Warren. First, I thought Detroit, and I saw the neighbor who was black, and I thought, oh, God, look, another shitty story in Detroit. And then I saw, oh, it's in Warren, and I think I switched the bias in my head to a white family. I just pictured white trash in Warren. Warren is very white, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, clearly.
Can we?
Fouts is still in charge.
Can we find out? Can we? Is there a picture of the mom? Were they arraigned today, maybe?
I don't see any picture for them.
I didn't see any names.
Why are they protecting these people?
The neighbor that was asked, where are the moms, was black.
Yeah, she's the one that said it's bad anytime you can't breathe.
She seemed very appalled, you know, because at first I thought, why is she covering for these people? And then it was clearly she was not.
Oh, wait, leave it to, let's see how they blur out the kids. But I was going to say, leave it to the Daily Mail to have pictures.
Oh, the Daily Mail?
Daily Mail finds everything.
This kid, the skin color looks African-American.
Yeah, that's what I thought when they were. They would blur them, but they were carrying them out.
Look at that pile of soiled clothing.
I was just searching on Warren moms who left their kids at home, and man, do a lot of Warren moms leave their kids at home.
Oh, here's one of the mothers.
Over the years.
Yeah, she is black. Not that that matters, but it's kind of interesting. She looks like nothing is bothering her either.
Nice car.
Thank you, Click on Detroit, Channel 4.
What's she driving there?
I don't know.
She has a seemingly a fairly nice car. Why can't she take care of children?
Because she's got to take care of her car. Clearly. No time to take care of kids.
I don't guess.
Why'd you do that? Seems ridiculous.
Did anything else happen in the city today?
In the city?
What's going on?
Detroit?
Yeah.
No. No, not really.
Boring, actually.
Now, this whole week has been a very, very slow news week.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We should count our blessings when that happens.
Well, there was the University of Michigan is being sued by Speech First, who I've never heard of, about the student conduct code, which they say is putting protected speech at risk. And I'm like, what? Where is this going? And then it says, they're describing the policy of the student conduct code, where a student whose speech is seen as hurtful may receive a knock on the door from school officials threatening discipline unless the student submits to restorative justice, individualized education, or unconscious bias training. This is called the bias response team. So if
one call, you get visited by the bias response.
If you offend someone and they go to the They call you out on student conduct code. Let's just say you say something to an Asian student that they think is... And not only that, they say the most important indication of bias is your own feelings, as in the person who believes they've been somehow wrong.
How it's received as opposed to how it was sent.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I offended you. I didn't know you were such a... I didn't know you were so sensitive. Sorry if I offended you.
That's pretty
They
silly.
Complain with the student conduct... Via the student conduct code, the bias response team comes and knocks on your door, and at that point, you can experience anything from training to expulsion, depending on your response. As long as you agree to the restorative justice, and so the What's speech that? First is saying, okay, this is bullshit. People are entitled to say things and occasionally upset people, okay? And I don't know, I just read the story. I'm like, really? There's a bias response team? There's like three people that come to your door in uniforms and inform you that you've said something that upset someone?
And it's based on
and hazmat uniforms.
Anyway, they said they've had 150 complaints so far.
Nobody answers their door anymore, so I don't see how they could really...
Yeah, I would... I think no I would answer. Stop answering my door. Isn't this crazy?
That's pretty crazy.
This is really bizarre. And I don't think it's as unusual. It sounds like it's, you know, a weird Michigan thing. I don't think it's really that. It sounds like it's something that's catching on. And
I'm sure it started as a weird Michigan thing.
Well, it sounds like a weird Michigan thing. But honestly, college campuses sound like very strange places right now. And, you know, when you set up things like this unconscious bias, this bias response team, it seems like there are a lot of people now, especially 18, 19, 20-year-olds, who think, I'm going to use that.
All right.
I mean, you know, like we saw the kids being kicked at the Republican meeting at Chico State who were thrown out of the room or they wanted to throw them out because they're threatening, they're marginalizing. By being Republicans, they are marginalizing people on that campus, they said.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, it's, just by being there?
Just by being there. Just by the fact that they meet.
Now, reading online on their on the actual university website, it says that they go to the person who made the complaint, not the other people.
That's not how. That's not the way the story read.
Huh.
They said that if you have said something that is deemed to have upset someone, you get a visit from the bias response team. Now, maybe they have it wrong. Well, I don't know. They're the ones suing. Speech First is the one suing.
What it says is after you report an incident, a member of the BRT will contact you to set up a meeting.
The BRT!
To discuss what happened and offer any additional support and assistance. You will learn about your rights as a community member and what response options are available. With your input, a plan of action will be created and implemented. So it's possible they could then.
Well, yeah, eventually.
There's a whole incident report. There's a whole incident report log, too.
Yeah, you have to provide restorative justice, whether it's individualized education, unconscious bias training. I mean, it's like, really, these terms, who makes up these terms? Bias response team. Should we have one within the show? Should we have a little committee, a bias response team?
Who's going to be the bias response officer?
I don't know. I think I'd like to be the officer instead of the person being called on.
Does there have to be a committee?
Yeah, we have to have at least two. You know, we have to have at least two people on the bias response team.
You know what's really crazy about this? Reading the incident report log, location of incident, online email, online.
Oh yeah,
online off campus at scorekeepers, which of course is a sexual thing.
It's a
because it's scorekeepers. No. But I was just surprised online on an email. There's a lot that are online. I'm really surprised by that. In the classroom.
In the classroom.
That was a sexual orientation bias.
Oh. Ooh, and the teacher didn't provide restorative justice somehow?
Maybe
the teacher doesn't know how.
I'm going to start using these terms. That'd be part of my everyday conversation.
Restorative justice?
Yes. We'll send the bias response team out there, stat.
Oh, here's the one. Remember the girl that had the blackface on the Snapchat? There's that one.
Oh, wow. Really? So the bias response team
Someone called the bias response team on them.
Well, she might have kind of deserved that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know, but a lot of times people think, oh, surely someone's already called the bias response team. I don't have to do it.
Right. Like the other day when you were at 7-Eleven and they didn't take your hundy, but they took the other guy's.
If they had a bias response team, I would have called.
That's funny. That's how I felt when my power went out last night. I'm like, do I report this? Everybody else is going to report it.
I assume they already have.
But I did it because I wanted to know, like, how long?
Oh, I'll tell you how I do that. I ask someone else.
Who? Who do you ask?
Like a neighbor.
Really?
Yeah, and they'll always know.
It's not easier to ask an automated response
easier to
text.
Ask them, because then you got to find the number, and you got to call, and you might have to go through a bunch of, you know,
Well,
prompts.
Apparently DTE loses power so often that it's pretty easy to report it online and get a response.
Okay,
at least they have that part set up correctly.
You were pissed because your power went out, and you've bragged that your power never goes out.
That's what really hurt me. I've been bragging to Trudy, to other people that ever since. We used to lose power all the time, and DTE came out and cleared some trees and put a whole new wire in. We hadn't lost power in, you know, over 6 years.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, nobody
deserved it.
There's no area that loses power like around here. I've never lived anywhere where I lost power.
Yeah.
Did you feel the electricity in the air?
I know I've lived here for a long time, but every time I lose power, I go, I can't believe how often we lose power. It's just amazing.
Right in the middle of Legion, too. So pissed.
So anyway,
equipment failure, right? Which means
what?
That's
what they said.
Yeah, I got your text this morning, and I walked outside going, is it breezy outside? It's like, it's perfectly still. It's warm. It's like, there's nothing. There's no weather. There's none.
It was a total cock tease, too, because the power went out, and about 5 minutes later, it went zzz, zzz. I was like, oh, God, it's gone. Julie was upstairs in the bathtub, and she just sent a text that said, no! And I replied with, fuck! A bunch of yous.
Oh! What a drag.
I know. Of course, the whole house then is wide awake.
Ugh. Oh, the kids were
fun
asleep?
Time. I was holding the baby and watching Legion, as one would do. So now I'm walking around in the dark with an infant.
Oh, my God.
Clumsy me. But whatever.
You're all right,
bitch,
then.
Bitch.
Are you all right?
Jim Bentley sent prep today. I ignored Jim Bentley's prep accidentally.
Oh, we discussed it.
Some
of it.
It's all old.
Yeah, we talked about it.
What, you and Bentley?
No, us three.
Mark.
In the pre-show meeting that we had down here.
You discussed Bentley's prep?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. We have our own kind of meeting down here.
Yeah, well, Lord knows what you were doing up there.
Well, I was reading about Rafael Palmeiro, but I didn't need it from the prep anyway.
Oh, you were also reading about Wendy Williams?
Yeah.
Comment about R. Kelly?
Yeah, R.
He doesn't know how to.
Well, I was just so livid with TMZ for declaring, oh, she's in Los Angeles, and I'm inclined to believe there's no story here. Yeah. But, yeah, Wendy Williams had said on her show that R. Kelly told her that he's illiterate, that he cannot read or write. And that's what, I think two or three of the girls have said that. And not even as something he did wrong, just that, oh, by the way, he can't read or write, and he really can't do basic arithmetic. And they sort of surmised from that that he's just very angry, or he feels the need to control in other ways because he can't do the most basic things. I'm not sure what that meant.
There have been other people who couldn't read or write or were illiterate in many ways who didn't have to have a sex cult to make up for it.
No, there's no excuse for it. I think he's a nut. And it just irritates me.
Oh, he says my cousins and my brothers used to tease me. So that's why.
Well, why don't you learn how to read?
Yeah.
I don't know. When Harvey Levin suggests that because one woman, whose parents, by the way, she does not talk to. I mean, it is a little unusual when 10, 12 women come forward to say, yeah, I was put here. He took my phone away. I couldn't talk to my family. And their family say, yeah, we tried to talk. We tried to call. The only person we could talk to was him. We never allowed to talk to her. We couldn't text with her. You know, something's going on there. I mean, that's very cult-like.
It's a money grab.
Yeah, that's the big line. And it was funny seeing some of the idiots within that studio TMZ agree with that.
Well, yeah, because they probably like his music.
I assume so. I don't know. I could. I guess that's the amazing thing is that, you know, just like Michael Jackson, how because you like his music, you defend him. I don't know. It's so indefensible. I can't.
I still think you can like someone's music or movies and not like.
Yeah.
I mean, we like Tom Cruise movies, but he's a turd.
But he's not hurting anyone.
Well, his.
Well, I suppose you could say his. I don't know, but, you know, his career's been hurt by that. And I would say, unless a movie, I don't know what to say about Tom Cruise. To be honest, I think he's brainwashed as much as anyone. He's probably more brainwashed than anyone.
He likes wearing that Navy outfit.
Oh, yeah, he likes the power.
Saluting and being saluted.
Yeah, somebody recently wrote something to the effect that there's sort of a power battle and that he would like to be the head of the Church of Scientology.
Ugh.
I know, isn't that amazing?
Those two let him and Miss Cavage fight to the death.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
They're twins.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, though?
You're not allowed to have midget wrestling anymore, though.
With all the bad publicity out about the Church of Scientology running around being so proud of being, it just seems so strange. How could you possibly avoid all that information? It's impossible.
How's Scientology TV going? Has anybody seen it since the first day we watched it?
I have not. I have not.
When Miscavige launched it?
That's right.
That's a good idea for a post show. Why don't you run us out of here, Brendan? Hall Financial Hotline, which thankfully got us in touch today with
a lot of people.
Yeah, with Karen.
Got us a new
there
listener.
There have been versions of what is called.
Sorry, that was Scientology TV.
Karen in Plymouth. And also Margo Kidder. Yeah, Margo Kidder calling on the Hall Financial Hotline.
Tom Mazzaway,
exactly.
He wrote back, by the way, regarding the Uber.
What'd he say?
He claims he already looked into that. He said, I saw that. It's an hour. So the ride, was too long.
The train goes in gets home in 10 minutes.
Are you sure?
Well, the train doesn't have traffic.
The Uber can take you wherever you want to go. You don't have to walk.
It's an hour to get there, almost no matter how you go. If you fly there, it's an hour because you got to go up and you got to go down and you got to wait at the airport and you got to get your. I mean,
you argue this one with him.
I don't understand what he's expecting.
A faster trip.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll check in on Tom's field trip tomorrow, see what the gang is doing.
It's kind of exciting.
As we have our own tour of Washington, D.C. vicariously through Tom Mazzaway. What a job he's doing as a chaperone.
I wish I knew what hotel he was in. We could have found some one-star reviews and read them to him.
That's another person we didn't credit, the clerk that was so helpful and explained the resort fee and some of the other issues there.
At the Robert, what is it? Riverfront?
The Riverwalk. The
Robert's
Riverwalk.
Hotel.
And resort, I think.
Resort is the parking lot.
Yeah. And the pool.
And the pool.
And there's one more thing. Wait.
The exercise room.
Oh, yeah, the exercise room. So, yeah, there you go. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. I want to read the reviews first, and we'll see you tomorrow.
What? What? I couldn't hear that last part. The connection just got really bad.
Thanks a lot, though.
Okay.
Who's on the phone?